Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 30.
The Manju Buu Saga. It's a saga about whatever those things are. Are they pastries?
I don't know, but they made me hungry.
They look like snowballs if they were shaved. No?
Why have shaved balls in the snow? What?
You know, those things Hostess made before they died.
No, I don't remember anyone playing with my balls in the snow. We don't have snow here.
What snow?
Only exists in alternate universes.
I know what snow is, I'm kidding.
It needs to snow here. Stop being warm. This is Christmas time. Jay likes Christmas time.
There's a snake in my ball.
That means I love snow.
It's really quiet. You should probably put it closer to. There we go.
Brian, did you get to talking, Jay?
Yeah.
That's going for me.
Yes!
Ohio.
He was on sale. I'm like, I can't pass up a talking Jay that's on sale.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the other ones, too? Or just
no,
Jay?
Just Jay.
You guys are missing the point. He just said Ohio. That's where we're going for minication. He just called it. Is there anything to do there? Fuck. Every year, that's like, where should we go? And Brian shoots them all down. We're just going back to California. That's final.
Okay. Anyway.
Go to the command center. I mean, the place from Charlotte.
We could go to Minication in Purgatory. That'd be fun.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah, Purgatory. So, one-ups?
One-ups.
Onesies!
Nope. Let's see. What is going on? Not much.
Good then, shut the fuck up.
Playing Mario on my DS, I'm playing Mario on the Wii U. Ami package got here, had lots of toys, and had talking
paper
stag. Yep, that. And had a custom visor and
lots of paper.
Figure arts and paper and more figure arts and more paper.
And more paper.
A Pokemon kit and more paper. Kraken and more paper. And Link, and more paper, and to top it off, a little bit more paper.
With a side of paper.
Just watch the vlog. It's horrendous. Like, just the sheer amount of paper that was in this box. I get home, I walk in, I see this huge AmiAmi box on the couch. I'm sitting there going, there is nothing in that box to warrant that huge of a package. Like, seriously.
So Brian went up to it and says, you got a warrant for that?
Well, I'm staring at him like, you could fit like 6 Tategami Lyos in this box. I'm like, what are you doing?
I like the way CS Toys does their boxes when you have like one thing. They just like tape it to the bottom like it's a dead body or something. Like it looks like it's being held captive.
HLJ tapes your shit down too.
I haven't ordered anything from it in a long time. They keep having sales, and I just forget.
They keep having sales, and I go, do I want to buy anything? And then I
because I look at it, I'm like, well, this would be neat to get, and this and this. Maybe I'll look at it again tomorrow, and then I just forget. I'm like,
I've considered buying the Ghost Age of Weapons to get the cards like 12 times, and I just don't.
I've still been considering that gumball machine thing that you guys both already boxed. It's still there, and I bet it's still the first printing.
Aww.
Then I can just label it Megaforce Gumball Machine Review.
Megaforce Gumball Machine. But anyway, that guy here, the Gold Nunchuck from Club Nintendo got here.
It's
and
golden.
My Platinum playing cards. Those were really neat, actually.
You know what you should do with that Nunchuck is go play Skyward Sword so we can talk about it.
Yeah, I should, but I won't. I'll just play
I
with
thought
this
about you playing it earlier. It was like a moment of insanity.
I'll play with this Link figure instead, trying to figure out why his thigh joint's fucked up. Like, I'm not sure if this rotates. I feel like I'm going to break it. But anyway.
I'm not gay for you. I'm not gay for you. I'm not gay for you.
That's nice. I don't know, just look at my blog. I feel like more shit got here. I don't know.
Check out the blog. I should couldn't snow me
down. I got that Ben 10 set with the plumber dudes.
And the forearm set that has every forearm ever.
And then you returned the forearm set and got cheaper or something.
A long time ago.
Oh, well, you said you returned it so you got both of them at the same time, so.
Yeah, but I had it already.
And it has fat arms in it, too.
Fat arms?
You know that chubby Tetraman from one of the video games? He released a long time ago. I think it was like an Alien Force Wave 2 or 3.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did Manny or whatever the hell his name is get released?
Bless you. I don't think so, actually. He might have been in a vehicle or something because I never got him, which is why I was considering getting that set for a while. Because I don't remember him getting a singular release, but it's possible he got either a vehicle release or like a release in another country.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're in America. We're in America.
They don't sell those in my country, Brian.
Okay. This is the only country that matters is America.
Well, that's just true.
Well, you can't go on Facebook and say that you're in a relationship with your cousin.
That's just gross. I don't want to know.
I saw a picture where it was like, oh, it will tell you, like, you can't be in a relationship with your cousin.
Well, just don't label him as your cousin.
I know, right? That's what Dawson does.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Someone else talks, we can get this done.
Okay. So my one-up is very exciting. My Omnia box is on the way. It's pretty much the same contents as theirs. It'll be here, like, tomorrow, the next day. I'm not sure. I haven't checked the tracking lately, but... And then I had a very exciting shopping trip in which I bought shaving cream and lotion and couldn't figure out the self-checkout machine. That was fun, because I didn't realize I went to the credit card-only machine, and I had to call for help. Well, because I did the same mistake twice. I wanted to clear out, so I just clicked item cancel, and I didn't see the cancel all button. And every time I canceled, it's like, please wait for assistance. I'm like, god damn it, then everyone's going to know.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to buy stuff at Walmart, and I didn't notice that they had a machine for credit card only. But it's credit card and, like, checks and stuff. It's everything but the cash button. The cash button's just missing. So I was pulling out my cash, and I couldn't figure out where to go. I'm like, where's the money? And, like, so I tried to clear it out, and I cleared out one of the items. Like, please wait for assistance. And the lady finally comes over after, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, I just want to quit. I said, I wanted to pay in cash, and I didn't realize. And then she goes in there and clicks clear all, because I was deleting them one by one. I'm like, wow, I'm batting 1,000. Like, I just can't figure this out. So that's my thrilling tale. That's about all that's been up, because there's nothing to hunt for, because they won't want to release more Megaforce toys. And the Ben 10 stuff, I can't find the damn forearms with his arms glued together that Kevin found.
Yeah your mom sucks dick.
Hopefully I'll find Topic soon. But yeah, that's about it. Nothing much exciting going on.
Oh, the Cuber Boober logo looks neat.
What we got?
Where is it? Where is it? Let me see it!
Oh, revealed. This thing was retweeted by Ron Lee. Oh, it looks like teeth. Are you sure that's not the logo for the Japanese version of Angel? It kind of looks like a Digimon logo, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like the F Frontier, Digimon Frontier. It's not an F, is it?
Kevin, do you need a link or did you find it?
No, I need a link because I'm uploading my vlog.
Okay.
It's revealed. It's pretty exciting.
I don't have time to deal with this shit. I know, it's revealed. It's confirmed. I think I might have to change my pants.
Here's it twice.
Ah, twice! Twice!
It's revealed twice. Holy shit. Go, Cuba Boobers. Cuba Boobing forever.
Oh, masturbate. So, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got my Omni box. It's got Mythcloth EX Phoenix. It's got Figma Link, the custom visor, that Gombride Shaba Doobie box, the Kraken, Knight Survive, Super
One. There was a Hibiki card in there. I was happy.
I know, right?
Yay.
I was like, oh, a Fize card, too. And I was like, wait, fuck Fize. Hibiki.
Suck it, Fize fans.
Hell yeah.
Still one of my favorite quotes.
It's got the Hurricane Dragon vinyl. Hurry, oops. I'm in no way typing this as I'm saying it. What else did it have? I think that was it. It was vinyl, Kraken, Visor, Mythcloth. Well, yeah, I think it's everything. Fuck it, I had a lot of paper too, and a silver ticket, because I guess they're on a gold ticket for Hollywood. So, I just bought the Ichigo, Dano, and Engage rings off CS Toys. Those just shipped today. What else is there? I know my last box arrived, they had like Nego, Decade, and Base States, as well as Defend. Ring set one split apart. That was fun. Well, I was putting ring expanded.
You
on
know,
it.
I happen to have a set right here. Unopened.
I'm going to try gluing mine first. I think the screws are too tight and too much, and the plastic broke. I don't know, whatever. Fuck it. It's gay. On to Jedimon story time for the week. I went to Wizard World New Orleans Comic Con. I spent the whole weekend, you know, with my sister. We went.
Went to the Wizard World. He met Alex and Justin Rousseau.
I don't know what that means, but her boyfriend can only go one day, so it was the three of us on Friday. There's me and my sister the other 2 days. That was fun. So when we went on Friday, we had to figure out which hall of the convention center it was in, because there was nothing saying, hey, Wizard World is here. Went until Saturday, there was a big banner out front, welcome to Wizard World. Like, oh, I think we know where it is now.
Platform but, 9 3/4. 9 3/4.
So we were walking around on Friday. The first thing we did, we pick up our tickets, we go inside. First thing, I need to go to the bathroom. Right? This is what happens when you bring a girl with you somewhere. First place she has to go is the bathroom.
It's usually my dad.
Like I said, with you know, same thing with Brian, like bringing a girl with you.
Or my dad.
Yeah, but your dad's old, so it's an old person.
It's true.
So anyway, we're trying to find the bathroom. Well, the boyfriend keeps stopping to take pictures of like the Ghostbusters car and the DeLorean and shit that's there. She's like, I need a bathroom. He's like, yeah, we're going there, we're getting there, we'll get on the way back from the bathroom though, we start passing through the autograph area, and we pass by, we see JDF, and of course she almost stopped breathing. Right.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, shut the fuck up. And I'm just like, what?
Because like, finally, like clock there if he was there.
I didn't. It didn't faze me. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, he's right there. Because I, you know, I've done this kind of thing already, and I Morphicon and meeting people, so I'm used to it, right? I'm out of
all. Didn't have any oiled up pictures like the Triforia triplets.
Yeah, and the thing about JDF was, as the weekend progressed, his hair got more and more green.
His hair was like, green.
He had like this little part of it in the front was green. And like if you paint your hair green, you went and got free stuff. By the time Sunday came around, he had half his hair, almost like Two-Face, half his hair green and half his hair was a regular color. Like just more and more hair was green.
I thought you were going to say as the weekend progressed, he got more and more douchey.
I wasn't going to say that, but that first day he had his daughter there with him, and she was dressed as Batgirl, but then she got sick, and she wasn't there on Saturday, and
by
Sunday
sick,
she was kind
theater of because she didn't put on a Power Ranger costume.
Probably.
No, that's not Daddy's franchise!
But we waited a while, and we went back, we got in line, and they have all these pictures, right? Like, you could choose from to get autographed. It was like $20, which was the cheapest autograph there. And I'm looking at the thing of pictures, and I was going to get the one that's like half his face, half Black Dino Ranger. And then I noticed the bottom of the picture had the MMPR logo, and I'm like, well, fuck that.
This right, is the wrong all, show.
Yeah, they had all five of his helmets, so you could get green, white, Zeo, Turbo, whatever, and all of them. So I ended up getting one that had the Dino Thunder cow suits on it, where looking up at the sky, just because it was Dino Thunder, and I was like, I want Dino Thunder, fuck that. So,
kill boobers.
My sister gets the half Jason David Frank face, half Green Ranger helmet.
Oh, Lord.
And then she also got a shirt. Well, because she also got a shirt, he did another autograph for free, right? So she got the half JDF face, half turbo helmet. So she picks it, and I kid you not, he goes, he asked her if she was, you sure? You want turbo? Like, he couldn't believe that she would pick turbo. Like, and then we got the half his face, half White Ranger for her friend as a Christmas gift, and she was freaking out through text message, like, "Oh my god, you got like this, some bitch."
You could feel the nostalgia through the text message.
So that Lee and Bo showed up. Apparently, that's cool.
he was there. He is a wizard.
Yeah, so we saw Mega Man at some point, right? So, you know, we do all this stuff, and it was like, okay, it's JDF. So I'm up at the table getting my thing signed, and I'm talking to him, and I said something about how, you know, I was hoping to take the picture to Morphicon next time to get Kevin Duhaney to sign it, right? Because he's like, I'm going to be there. And
sure.
He goes, oh, yeah, you know, he goes, I really like the Dino Thunder cast. They're my favorite ones to work with. He's saying how he really loves Kevin and Jeff or whatever. And I started to say something about, like, I just went to the last Morphicon. I got to meet some of the Mighty Morphin guys. And he kind of cut me off. Didn't want to hear about that. Okay. The mention of how he met.
By the way, it's not me. Sorry. Thank you, God.
What's it?
Me.
Yeah, the me fixed it.
All right. So then I was like, I was telling him how he had met Matt. And did the shout out for the other Artificial Ramble shout out. He had no clue what I was talking about. Right? No clue whatsoever. I was speaking gibberish to the man. So I'm up at the table, and there's this dude there who's, I guess, working the table with him or something. And there's a couple of them over there. And he's got the cast, the MMPR picture, and he says, he points it at Trini and says about how she passed away a while back. And the kid that was standing next to me, a guy that was working there or whatever, he says, "Didn't somebody else die?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, Austin died last night." he goes, "Yeah, Austin." And he goes, "Oh really?" He goes, "Yeah, that happened last night." And the guy just goes, "Oh, is that house we drove up to?" Like, we did a Morphin drive-by. I'm like, oh, God.
That's great.
Like, he said it complete serious, and then I was like, I told him I wanted the Dino Thunder picture, and his daughter's sitting next to him, whatever, and he goes, "Oh, man, I'm sorry, I ran out of that one." Right, I'm staring at the picture, so I'd make my sad face like I do and get real serious. Well, here's this little kid. She thinks I'm actually upset. Like she bought it. She just went for it. Like, she's like, "Oh, he got really upset." I'm just trying not to laugh in this little, like, you know, 8-year-old's face, however old she is. And
sorry.
But it was funny. And right, because I could tell he was like BSing me, and you know, he's just, you know, screwing around. Right? It's pretty funny. We got to meet his wife, and so. We went around and did stuff, and I should have did more autographs.
His wife? Sorry. It was good timing. We got to meet his wife, and then we ran around and did stuff.
Yeah, with his wife. It was great. But no, my sister's boyfriend bought a Daryl, Walking Dead Daryl action figure.
Uh-huh.
For $120.
What?
Yes.
Hate to be an ass and interrupt your story, but have at it.
Cuba Boobers? At last?
Well, his coloring was right. Red, blue. Wow, there's no yellow.
That's because they have so much yellow on their outfit.
I don't know how to feel.
I know, it's blurry. I need more.
It looks like there's almost two blues. Like, it's blue and, like, a turquoise.
Got little shoulder pads. That's neat.
Are you sure this isn't one of those sketches again? You know, Red's helmet kind of looks like MMPR Red's, like one of the knockoff versions you see, like, at the flea market.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to feel about this.
So Red is Tyranno, Pink is Triceratops, so it kind of looks just like it's a Heart Ranger.
Blue looks like Bokken Blue, that's cool. Green looks like he's a Hurricaneer.
Green looks like recolored Mammoth Ranger. Look at him closely. Like, can you see it at all?
Yes, I see exactly what you're talking about. I think it's the picture, like the way it's blurred. That's weird.
All right, finish your story. We'll be more
okay.
Just think about how I feel.
So, so he got this. He apparently has like $250 online or whatever. So, okay, whatever. Well, he wanted to get it signed, right? Because Norman Reedus was there.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Except he wasn't there on Friday. It was only Saturday and Sunday. Well, so we just walked around alongside. Didn't do much on Friday. Just walked around. I think I bought anything else. Saturday we went back. Me and my sister did the photo op with JDF. Right. We get there. We're in line. They pull all of the Jason David Frank photo op people on the side and go, "Look, we don't know where Jason is. He's not here. We keep calling him and texting him, and he's not responding. We don't know what happened to him."
Austin got to him.
About a minute and a half later, some guy comes around the corner and goes, "He just got here." I'm like, "All right, never mind." So he gets there. He's seen him walk around the controller on the corner with a giant energy drink in his hand. but that was fun though. We got to take a picture with him, and he was real cool about it. So that was fun. So we're going on, and we're like, okay, we need to get Norman Reedus's autograph, and I want to meet the Star Trek people because it was like Next Generation 25th anniversary reunion.
Not as cool as Norman Reedus.
Fuck you. And we also had to get Simon Bernthal. Is it not Simon? No, that's Simon. John. Fuck. Whatever the other Walking Dead guy is. I forgot his name. John Bernthal. Shane. We had to get Shane because for not even for any of us. It was for my sister's boyfriend's.
And that's why you took pictures with him?
Co-worker. Yeah, because what happened was.
I'm like, you don't even watch The Walking Dead. Are you trying to make me jealous?
Yes.
Like, can I this picture of you and Norman Reedus and put it up on my Facebook and just be like, me with Norman Reedus?
Well, what happened was that the for the Walking Dead guys, whenever you bought an autograph for free, you could they would take your phone and take a picture of you with them at the table. So that's what happened. So my sister went, got in line, got this autograph for her boyfriend's coworker, and got the picture with him. Made him all jealous as hell. And we went and got a couple of comic books, blanks, drawn on for $50 each. The dude took him back to his hotel room and brought him back on Sunday. One of them had an eyelash in the little bag. That was cool. but they came out real nice. One had Spider-Man with the logo behind him, and one had Carnage. Like, they look pretty badass. And then I went around on Saturday and Sunday meeting the different Next Generation cast members. And we started with the ones that had low lines, right? Because LeVar Burton, right? Everyone wants to meet the Reading Rainbow guy. His fucking line was huge. We're like, yeah, we're saving him till Sunday when no one else is here. We went Brent Spiner, who was Data. And so we get to the line. He was real nice. He starts checking his phone and clearing out his email, like right when I walk up to the table. He's like, what is this? I need to delete that. I don't know what this is. What are you doing? So, I was saying something to him about how, you know, a friend of mine who's one of the guys I used to work with at my temp job was a big fan of Next Generation, and Data was his favorite character. Data was his favorite character, or whatever. He's going to be real jealous, and he says, he goes, "We are going to be sure to rub this in." And I'm like, "Yes." Which I did, and then he got mad. So we walk around. We went and met Marina Sirtis, who was also Demona on Gargoyles, and she was Queen Bee in Young Justice. So she speaks with her, you know, English accent. Well, we get to the table. She starts talking about football. This woman watches college and NFL football and soccer and DVRs all the games and watches them all. And so starts talking about the whole thing, about how she put like a curse on Michael Vick, and like 10 minutes later he got a concussion and has been out for like the past 4 weeks or something. Like, I was like, oh, okay. And apparently she did the same thing last year. I'm like, that's awesome. You're creepy. But but she was real nice. And then we went a little bit later over to Michael Dorn's table, who was the next one over to her, who he was the big Klingon dude, and he was in – he was also – because half these guys were all in the Gargoyle show. He was Coldstone, the half machine, half Gargoyle, who had the three personalities in him. And right before we go up into his line, though, some guy cuts in front of me and just runs up and goes to the front of the table and just goes, "Hi, it's nice to meet you. I've never seen any of your work, but I hear you're famous, and I think that's cool." And so he's like, "No one's ever told me that before." And so he gets to something else, and then he's like, "All right, well, I'll take up any of your time. I'm going to leave." So me and my sister are at the front of this table, and he turns to Marina next to him and goes, "Did you just hear that?" And she goes, "No, what?" And he's like, "You told her." And she goes, "Would you tell him to go fuck himself? Because I would have." Right, so we're laughing. We're dying laughing. Right? Here's this woman with this British accent just out of nowhere just starts cursing. We're like, this is hilarious. We're like kids, right? Swear words are funny.
Swear words are funny.
So we get the autograph and go off. My sister's like, "I like her. She's my favorite now." We're going to go back to her. And I did John DeLancey, who was the Q that day, and he was nice. And then I went the next day and met Jonathan Frakes, who not only was the voice of Xanatos on Gargoyles, but they made him look like him. He's like 6 foot tall. He's pretty cool.
6 years ahead of us.
I went and did Gates McFadden, who's now much older. She was the doctor. She started giving me job advice. She's like, "So what do you do?" I'm like, "Well, I'm looking for a job in my thing." And she's like, "Well, you know, what job? My degree is in accounting." And she starts like trying to, you know, tell me like ways to help me find a job. I'm like, "Okay, that's cool. This is a nice. This is, people are really nice." Whatever. So, and then finally, I went and met LeVar Burton. He's the last one I had, and which is what I told him. And you know, so he's asking me, you know, how I'm displaying all these autographs. And I'm like, "I just got them all yesterday." He's like, "Oh, okay." So you didn't have much time to think. I'm like, "No." I said something about how, you know, I liked reading Rainbow as a kid and everything, and we're talking about that. And I said about Captain Planet. He just starts doing the voice, because he did Kwame. He starts doing the voice. "The power is yours," but in like the African accent, because I can't do it because I'm white. And right, like he was real cool. We're like, "These people are awesome." And so we had fun adventures with Star Trek actors. We saw Stan Lee from a distance. That was cool. Friday, I met two of the Hornets basketball players. One of them was dressed as Batman. This is like the 6'6" guy dressed as Batman. Like he stands out like a sore thumb because he's so freaking huge. Like, how can you not tell he's a basketball player? Like, seriously.
Batman would have a hard time hiding identity if it was him.
Yeah, I took a picture with the TARDIS and K-9. I wanted to take one with the chick from the crew to who was dressed like Amy Pond. She was in the Fleece Woman's outfit and everything.
What?
But I was like, "I'll do this on Sunday." And then she wasn't there. And I was like, "Son of a bitch."
Oh, man.
I was so upset because I was going to send it to you and like, "Look, I found Amy."
And then I could have used it as my picture. Like me with Amy Pond. It's totally me. What are you talking about?
The other guy that was there with at the table with her was dressed as the fourth doctor with the scarf and everything. And he was working K-9. Cause like remote controlled and everything, and they parade around because it's the they're part of the one of the groups in the crew of Chewbacca's, right? Which is one of the some kind of Mardi Gras parade where they walk through, you know, the streets, and they're dressed up all in like nerd costumes and stuff. And I must have seen about 30 different Matt Smith outfits there. Right, like I start like chicks, dudes, some with fez, some no fez, all with screwdrivers. You know, I saw several David Tennants. One, and I told Brian this the other day, was over I was over there by the Star Trek people in the next aisle over. This guy was over back by the Boondock Saints. It was Sean Powell, was it the Sean Patrick Flannery, or the fuck his name is, and Norman Reedus. And I swear to you that from that far away, the dude looked like David Tennant. I was really
like, oh my god, Tennant's here! Just start skipping towards him.
Like, he really looked like him. I was creeped out, actually. I didn't know what to do. There was a couple people dressed as the Ninth Doctor. Sunday, we went there bright and early, and because we had to get in the Norman Reedus line. We got there at 10:15. Doors open at 10, got there at 10:15. He got there at 11:15 because he was out drinking with the Boondock Saints all night. We didn't get out of the line until a little after 12 o'clock. Right, 2 hours in line for this man. He was real nice, though. He was pretty cool. We got a picture and autographs and stuff, and we did all that. We went to the Jason David Frank question and answer session right on Saturday. So we're sitting there and we're all, you know, excited. I was finishing up right before it started, full of my spot passes. I got like 16 spot passes on Saturday. I got Anguilla, which apparently is what happens when you mash the A button, from what Brian tells me. Never even heard of Anguilla, but it's a country. So people are asking him things like, you mean Megaforce? And he's like, oh, we know where they wrote 20 episodes already, has 20 more, and talking to my manager and all this bullshit. Someone asked him,
poor guy,
why does Amy Jo Johnson like stay away from Power Rangers?
Only when she needs money does she come back.
And he's like, oh, well, how did he put it? Like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. You know, that's kind of, you know, her. She's kind of, you know, a shy type person or whatever. And you know, she's kind of nervous, you know, being out and like that. Like, you know, acting is one thing, you know, because you're behind the camera, but, you know, actually being out in front of all the crowds and stuff, it's different. And, you know, he's like, you know, he starts doing an impression of her, like, you know, something, you know, oh, Tommy, and like, girl voice was hilarious.
It could also have been Kat.
It could have been Kat. And he was saying about how, you know, just different things with her, and people were asking, what's his favorite prop that he took. He said the dragon dagger, because it was like, just, he just thought it was cool. He said his favorite Megazord was the dragon zord. And then he goes, does that count as a Megazord? Someone asked his least favorite suit. He said Turbo, because he had to share it. He didn't like to share.
What a douche. You had to share it with TJ. He's the fastest man alive.
There was a guy there in a White Ranger suit, right? Full suit, helmet, and everything. And he looks over at him and he's like, are you hot in that thing? And he's like, yeah. And he's just like, ha, it's payback. And he's talking about the helmet. And it's like how basically he puts his helmet in his mouth. And basically them talking in the helmet sounds like Kenny from South Park. It's like, what the helmet is? And it's like, what the helmet is? You can't understand what they're saying. And whatever it is, it was actually kind of funny. Someone wanted him to do a move. He's like, can you do a move? And he's like, well, like, I can't, but like, not right now. I'm wearing these tight jeans. So it's like, if I did a move now, the dragon dagger might escape. He just goes, make my monster grow. Everyone's just dying laughing. Someone asked him about, what did they ask him? Oh, like, what was it like working with all the cast changes and stuff? And he's saying how, you know, it didn't really bother him because, you know, he likes to work with people who want to be there, which is why he liked the Dino Thunder cast so much and all. And he was talking about, you know, how, like, it was kind of, like, divided, like, Jason, Trini, and Zach kind of, like, one little, like, group, and the other three were another little group, and how – and then he started talking about how, like, you know, Rocky Adam and Aisha came in, and they were all, like, excited to be there. So that made them, you know, excited again or some shit, and how, and then he's like, you know, he starts talking about how that kid Richie, that was on the show, was there just like, in case Steve Cardenas started just randomly quit one time.
Yeah,
one
he day. Told that story before. They do that all the time.
Yeah, and he's like, He's like, but you never saw anybody in, you know, any random characters in green or white. Like, I was always like, oh yeah, I love Power Rangers. I love being here. I'm ready to work. But apparently he was saying, like, they were, like, overdoing it for the, like, when you see them being all, like, peppy and stuff, they were just, like, overdoing it, like, intentionally because their lines were stupid. And someone asked him, like, how did you, he's like, you know, like, how did you deal with, like, the lines being so bad sometimes, whatever? And he's like, you just kind of get through it. And he's like, and he's talking about, you know, if the lines are that bad, he's like, what were y'all watching then? Isn't like, what does that say about y'all watching it? I'm like, aw. Someone asked him what was the dumbest line he had to say. He went with that line he said in Dino Thunder, where he's like, you know, I may be old, but I still, whatever the hell it was. Like, he forgot the rest of the line.
I can still pull it off.
I can still pull it off. Yeah, he's like, that was the dumbest thing ever. But he said he liked Dino Thunder a lot. Someone asked what's the difference between Saban and Disney. He said, not much. They're both cheap. That was kind of funny. But it was pretty funny. He said he was talking about how Schreier and Narvi
won't pay for their damn pie damage.
Well, there's that, but like how that was them. Like they would be doing their whole bulk and skull routine on camera, and then they'd cut, and they would just keep it up. Like they would just keep acting that way. Like, and he was saying how he was always peppy and stuff. Like, you know, people probably hated working with him because he was always excited. It was like 5 a.m. and they're like, we're tired. It's 5 a.m. It's like, oh, I'm good to be here. You know, but people like that. It was fun though. And then we did, he did a demonstration in this tiny little ring on these Rage platforms that kept moving. So every 2 minutes, him and his other student black belt he had with him, his instructor, had to keep like putting them back together. And he gets up there, he had to go change in his, you know, karate uniform, and they're pulling volunteers from the audience. I'm trying to get in on this desperately, and they wouldn't pick me. I don't know if I screamed experience or something like that, and they were trying to pick, like, you know, people who didn't know what the hell they were doing. But yeah, so they got people up there to do different karate things, and then he did a bow staff form, and he had his, apparently the dude he brought with him has like the Guinness World Record for most double nunchuck strikes on a like heavy bag or something like that in a minute. I don't know. So he did some nunchuck thing, which basically involved him just like swinging him around a lot and hitting himself with him. I'm like, that really isn't that impressive. Whatever. I don't know. I guess because I do this kind of thing all the time, I just didn't like it. Didn't all me like it all because the crowd was all like, oh man, that's so cool. I'm like, whatever.
Oh man, can't believe you remember Matt. He's a big guy. He goes, ha, and says, oh man, a lot. Oh yeah, I remember him. Kind of looks like a cartoon character. Yeah.
But he did, and then he gets these boards up there, right? People, he's gonna have people break boards. Well, we do this in our demos, except we do it a little differently. I was kind of standing off to the side and behind him, so I could see that the boards are cut. Like, the boards are already partially cut through, so that all it takes is a little tiny hit and they'll snap in half. Right? In fact, one chick didn't go all the way through, so here's this one board that's broken in the back, broken in the front, and it's just held on by this little sliver in the middle, so he just rips it apart, like Hulk Hogan style, like a crazy person. And I'm sitting there going, these boards are cut. They did this. This is stupid. Right? And when we do it, your people are actually breaking a board. I mean, we don't cut them in advance. People are actually hitting their way through them. So that was fun. And then we went back on Sunday, hit another demo on Sunday. And this one was just a bunch of kids. And but that was fun. It was a lot of fun. You could see. What?
Sorry. This is what Brian did on Twitter just now. You see what Brian's doing right now? Forza Kraken stains.
You could see that, like, when he's doing all, like, the demos and the karate stuff, like, that's his thing. That's his element. Like, he is at his best. You could see, like, that familiar Tommy smile. Instead, like, you wouldn't even see, like, douchebag JDF. You saw, like, Tommy smile and, like, it was like a different person. up there, like, doing all this shit. But it was fun. We saw a bunch of cool costumes. We saw someone dressed as Mega Man.
We saw a bunch of, like I said, a bunch of Who people, a bunch of Star Wars things. We saw Jesus. Some dude was dressed as Jesus.
Right? That's an interesting choice.
He went all out too. He had the robe, he had the blood, he had the little crown of thorns, he made marks on his arms like if he had been nailed. I mean, like he went all out. And then apparently Jesus drove a snowspeeder because this dude was part of that. Because every hour or so, that crew of Chewbacca's would parade around the convention center. Right, so they had K-9 would go with them, and they had the snowspeeder thing. So, and he was driving a snowspeeder. Jesus drove a snowspeeder. So if anyone was wondering, what would Jesus drive? Snowspeeder. That's the answer. That's the answer, snowspeeder. I'm trying to think. Did we see anything else? Oh, we're standing in the Norman Reedus line, and there are these girls there dressed as the chicks from Young Justice. Right, so there was Miss Martian and Wonder Girl and Artemis, and then there was one I think it was Zatanna, I'm not sure, because this chick was about two of Brian, so I had to extrapolate that it was Zatanna. I'm not positive. There was some chick dressed as some kind of like Boba Fett-esque thing, except she was like her middle was exposed and her top was low cut, and she did not need to be dressed that way. There were chicks dressed as like Twi'leks from Star Wars and a bunch of Star Trek outfits, and this one dude that we know that we were around there with was dressed as one of the Blues Brothers, and no one knew what the hell he was. I got some Star Wars figures while I was there. I got 7 new Episode 1 figures, and then I got two of them came from something that was 3 for $10, so I ended up getting an Aunt Beru figure because I didn't have one, and they didn't have any more Episode 1 figures. Now, I want to play this for y'all. This is the Battle Droid clip, the sound clip for a Battle Droid. Tell me if this sounds like a Battle Droid.
Well, are you taking them?
Sounded like gray matter.
Halt! You're under arrest.
It sounds like Stephen Hawking.
It does.
Halt! You're under arrest.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's horrible.
Does Sheldon Cooper have in common with a black hole? They both suck. Like, I was like, this is the all the other ones got like Captain Tarples, Captain Panaka, Rune Hacko, none of whom Dawson knows who any of those guys
like,
are.
He could legit be making up names right now, and Brian and I would be like, yeah, yeah.
Captain Panaka was Rune the black Hacko. Guy that was the head of Amidala Security. Rune Hacko was the assistant vice warden Newt Gunray. Captain Tarples was that Gungan.
He also got them, Graham.
That met them in Otagunga and was like, Jar Jar, you say in major trouble, whatever the hell he said. I also got R2-B1. I got the Tatooine Darth Maul. It only has one lightsaber lit as opposed to double one. And I got Odie Mandrell, who's one of the pod racers. Odie Mandrell was the pod racer whose pit droid got sucked into the engine. He was blue-skinned dude.
You did that set with, like, all of them in it.
I have that set, but he's not in it.
Oh. Well, then it wasn't all of them. That set was a lie.
It's 5 of them. There was, like, 13 pod racers. And
that's all of them. All of them that mattered.
No, because it didn't have Sebulba, Gascana, or Odie Mandrell.
Well, Sebulba doesn't matter because he looks like he works for Arby's.
The set had, like, Dud Bolt, Aldar Beto. I think it had Mohonic.
Albedo? What was he doing there? Chili fries! Why aren't they on Tatooine?
But yeah, it was a fun convention. I got a bunch of stuff. I got to meet some cool people. Mostly, you know, actors were cool people. The other people were. I stayed away from them. They were creepy. I don't like people. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to talk about. Talked about the JDF panel. Talked about. I didn't get to meet Kevin Eastman. I wanted to meet Kevin Eastman, especially with my sister. That's like, look, I named my sister after one of your characters. But you know, I didn't get to do that. That was upsetting. But like I saw, yes, Stan Lee. You have to see him from a distance because to stand in his line would have been like hours long. Like Norman Reedus. Norman Reedus's line was 2 hours long the entire weekend.
That's a convention, though, you know?
Right, no, you don't understand. Okay.
Yes, I do.
His line was like about 2 hours long, right? Other people that were there, Michael Rooker was there, you know.
Al Rooker. Line,
Michael Madsen was there, Kevin Sorbo, the Star Trek people, Adrian Curry.
You know
who was
there, just talked about him.
None of these people, except for maybe Stan Lee, had that long of a line. JDF had a long line for a while. David Delarocco and Sean Patrick Flannery didn't have that long of a line. Like, only Norman Reed has had this long-ass line, like, almost out the door or something. I don't know what the hell is going on there.
It's Norman. It's Dale. Daryl Dixon.
He was also in the Boondock Saints.
Well, yeah, but Daryl
Dixon. How I know him.
I've seen the Boondock Saints, too, but...
Yeah, it's an awesome movie. But, yeah. Apparently, this was supposed to be in, like, January or February, but then move it up early because of the Super Bowl being here. And so, like, now the next Comic-Con won't be until, like, February of 2014. Let's wait over a year to go for another one.
It's way after the end of the world.
And then Patrick Stewart couldn't be there. He had to cancel, right? So, but they still sold VIP Patrick Stewart tickets before he canceled. So Whoa. Everyone who bought one of those tickets, they had a Skype chat with Patrick Stewart instead of him being there. They Skyped him into the convention.
I still would want my money back.
Like, I was like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, so now to complete my Next Generation cast set, I need Patrick Stewart and Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton.
That's it. We're going to Colorado. Bring Will your vests.
You know, your bulletproof vest, your Kevlar, your Kevlar helmets, and you know, it that's a dangerous place to be. I don't know if I want to be in Colorado. But yeah, so I think that's it. If I think of anything else, I'll just interrupt whatever we're doing to talk about this some more.
Brian takes his last breath. I enjoyed the Twitter adventures, though, of Alex States or Kraken States.
Well, I needed to occupy myself, and I was looking at this Forza ring going, it's the same color as Kraken, so I shoved it in there.
I want to display mine like that now. Oh, that's good.
You need to go buy the Shabba Doobie Master Box.
I got it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was trying to delay my order like you all, because I'm in the game now. I'm rusty as fuck, but I'm in the game.
The cards that come with it are really cool.
That's cool.
Like, I mean, there's only like five, but...
A card is a card. Heart of the cards guide me. To what? I don't
know. Flame Dragon, Hurricane Dragon, Elix States, Fize, and Hibiki. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, Hibiki. And it comes with this thing that's like an IC card. I don't know what it is, but it kind of reminds me of some sort of Gombride version of a credit card. Can I charge on it? I mean, what's...
Only Gombride cards in Japan.
And they're all gold and shiny, and I like gold things.
Gold power!
The only reason I have this Forza ring, I'm like, it's gold and shiny.
What's next year's thing going to be? Robo power! I don't know. It's going to be as catchy. I don't think it's going to catch on.
Robo power. So anyway, there's news going on. Obviously, there's Cuber boobers.
Yeah, the boobers boobed.
Because they exist. But we'll talk about all the Cuber boober news last.
Okay. I was ready, but... So am I talking about shits now? Oh, no, wait.
Beast is first.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And I'll talk about Beast, because... His name is Kosuke Nito.
Neat.
I'm not even making that up. That his name is literally Kosuke Nito. Like, that's the coolest name ever. Well, first of all, Kosuke is kind of a cool name to begin with. And then the other half of his name is Nito. Like, Nito.
Like Nito Burrito?
Nito, exactly. Like, that's fucking awesome. Like, what's your name? I'm Nito.
That's
fuck
Nito.
You, I'm fucking Nito.
You're Nito, like, Nito.
That's so cool. I wish my name was Nito. I have no idea what he looks like. He could look like a total fucking tool, but his
name's Nito. You could change
it
to Nito Dagley.
I don't care. Hell yeah. Ninoist. That's all this news story is. I was fascinated by the fact that his last name was Nito.
It was revealed. It tells us a lot about the character, that he's going to be very neat. Oh.
He's also golden shiny.
So now we have some shits here. We got the official word that the sequel to our favorite movie of all time, as discussed in the past, Superhero Tyson, rides into a walker. That sounds like, that seriously sounds like what they sound like sometimes. He's pissed. Superhero Tyson Z, also known as Shits.
Because it gives you the shits.
It's going to be a crossover movie of Kamen Rider and Super Sentai and all of your favorite washed-up Ishinomori classic heroes. Cue trailer voice. Or not.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I was doing it after you finished talking.
I was done. That's all of the story. I mean, they're going to be
there. I
didn't
know. I'm sorry. In a world full of easy-ass toku fans, one movie came out that would make them all cream their pants. Just when they thought they had no more loads left to blow. Superhero Tyson Z. You didn't want it. You specifically asked for it not to happen. Bandai made it anyway. Coming soon to make you blow your fucking brains out. They found more suits to stand next to each other and pose.
It's gonna make it more exciting.
Riders, Sentais, other heroes who suck at life and are forgotten.
Yeah.
I just want to say this picture here on the story I'm reading. Why is Red Buster always in the Kevin's Figure Arts pose? Like, it looks like he's about to punch his balls, like with one of those punching bags. Like, he's like... Sorry, just always noticed that.
Yeah,
especially with how relaxed everyone else is. They're like, yeah, whatevs. Mainly because it's just civilians.
Okay, first of all...
Why does this exist?
Exactly. Why is it the Kevin's Figure Art pose?
Because they just stand there and almost said missionary. But they just stand there in that position with their hands at their side. It's funnier that way if I say it like that. But like we knew this was coming because they said they were gonna try to make it an annual.
We knew it was coming.
Yeah, well they said it was gonna be an annual thing, but I think that adding these stupid wash up has been is stupid. We already had the Showa writers in there. That's enough has beens for one movie. And it's just like
you're so anti-show.
Well, because everyone's like, "Zom's got the best ever." I'm like, no, their pads bounce when they run. Like, come on. I think they just overstayed their welcome. Like, I wouldn't mind them if they just retired them and then brought them back for whatever the next actual anniversary is. But the fact that they're always there, like, they're the Legendary Seven, I'm like, they don't even have any cool powers. But anyway, like... Just, if they were going to include anyone, I thought they might do the Metal Heroes, which I also would have been opposed to, but would have been slightly more relevant than these Ishinomori people, with their half-brains and their kicketers and whatever they're called, and the boobler, I don't know what they're called. They don't matter. That's in response, I'm Beat J Stack. But... Like I said on Twitter, if they did this every year, I wouldn't be as upset if it was just a team up between the current Sentai and Rider. Like,
yeah, they actually have potential to make that pretty good.
Yeah, because like the DK Shinkenger thing would basically be like that. Like, I wouldn't mind that, but the fact that we have to do everybody and add more people every time, it just is making opportunities for more of a mess and less good fight scenes, really.
Like, I just don't see why they can't. Like you said, just do current Rider and current Sentai. Oh, they. Team up and fight something, and plus a couple cameos here and there. Like, that's fine, but I mean, I still don't really want that, but it would be more tolerable than, like, oh, let's shove everyone ever and do one goddamn movie again. Plus all these extra people, because we haven't used them in a summer film yet.
Why are they even doing it? Like, they tried to bring back Gavin, it didn't really work. And now they're gonna bring back these guys? They don't even look redeemable.
Yeah, of course not. I still like my idea that when you buy the ticket, they just give you a roadmap for the stupid convoluted plot, and they give you a coloring book. So you can sit in the theater and just color, and you can entertain yourself. Then you'll be happy when you leave. Look, I gave me this picture, Mommy. I went to the theater. I didn't see the movie, but I made this picture for you because it's I had better use of my time.
It's more entertaining. Like, what was the excuse going to be this time? Oh, the Riders and the Sentai and the Ishinomori had to fight each other. The Ishinomori's died off first because there's like four of them. I wonder who the main characters are going to be. What random side characters are they going to choose to leave this movie while riding on the train with the Imanjins?
Neato.
Oh, you know what it's going to be? It's gonna, all of them are going to be constructs from Wizards, Rider, and Sentai.
Oh, shit.
I think, Kevin, we need to rush you to the hospital. We need to get you an IV drip and a mask. It's the fourth sneeze.
I feel the people that are the star of this movie are going to be like, Tomoko, Nito,
Magic Bitch,
Kuyomi, no, better yet, Rinko, because she's even more useless than Kuyomi is, and, let's see, we don't know anyone from Koryu yet.
Randomly, the supporting cast of GoBusters, just, like, the chief guy, and, like, the girl with glasses.
And Morishita. He can be there too.
She's a barista.
Sorry, Barista's the guy.
Oh shit! I'm so sorry that you have that name.
Morishita.
Oh, Morishita.
The three of them: Rinko, Nito,
Burritos,
and Tomoko.
Exactly what's gonna happen. Like, I didn't think. After Superhero Tyson, it would be impossible for me to be more apathetic about a movie. They proved me wrong.
Oh, yeah. As always. So, I guess now we can talk about a movie that will suck significantly less than this one.
Yep.
This is Kevin's one.
Okay, we're doing... Okay.
We're doing the boobers last...
Okay, we're doing all boobs last. That's what I do. Okay, so we're going to be talking about GoBusters. Was? GoKaija! So we got this picture of some very emo goth looking GoKaijers. Milfy is still hot. It says, the remnants of the Zangyok Empire have their eyes set on the Phantom Ranger keys.
Pictures of them today.
Fuck you. Which, when gathered, it can grant the mightiest power in the universe. The final key's location's on Earth. And here's a picture of Goggle 5 fighting, which is obviously the GoKaijers, fighting the GoBusters. Somehow they got those powers. Again, I don't know how that works. They discovered the remaining key in her Enetron tank. Protecting the tank, the GoBusters fight the combined forces of Zangyak, Enter, and the GoKaijers. Then when all the five of the keys and the Enetron resonates, it causes a big explosion. The Phantom Key just spread throughout time alongside our heroes. They get them in return to the present. They must fight the Zangyak, who are also in search of the keys. Now we see Gokai Silver with Jay and Yoko, it looks like. Exactly. Yep. Says, fuck you. It says Yoko Gorosaki.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Fuck you. Shoda.
Yoko Gorosaki, Jay, Joe, Luca, Hakase, Ahim, and Guy are pulled into the time-space distortion created by the explosion and the keys. Yoko, Jay, and Guy are dropped in the Edo period. Year 1772, there they met their former enemy. Oh, God, no. Jirashito.
You can see him right here next to Gorosaki.
Son of a bitch!
I'm so excited.
Do have an idea to return to the present. Meanwhile, Gorosaki seems to have been flown to the Cretaceous period. He meets dinos.
How did he get to the Cretaceous period if he's right here in the Edo period with Jirashito?
I don't know, but maybe he'll meet the Cuba boobers. Don and Ahim were dropped in France 1600 and guided as a nobleman and princess. They come face to face with a phantom thief who is none other than Jin Masato and Joe, Luca, and Ryuji were dropped in the Mediterranean in the year 1400, which is also known as the Age of Exploration.
How does an avatar get, like, swept through time? Like, when
shut up.
Wouldn't the connection just fail?
Signal lost?
In the present, the people left used the Goju Drill's time-traveling program to upgrade the Buster Machines via the Buttyroid's vaccine programs. This lets the Buster Machines the ability to time-travel and rescue their friend.
Turn into the
TARDIS. And the true reason behind the Goku character's alliance with Zangak is revealed!
GT-02 just jazzes and goes...
And you hear the theme music. However, for this plan to work, a big sacrifice is required on the part of the GoBusters. What would it be? Meanwhile, Zangak and Enter aren't just waiting around to attack the Earth. Their greatest battle, these two Sentai teams that Earth faced, begins now. Also, a power does holding all five Phantom Keys grant to their user.
Why is
we see
here?
What? I don't know. We see these two guys, one of whom is Bacchus Gill, the nephew of Walls Gill, who becomes the new commander of Zangak. He's a heavy drinker and has a lively personality. He cooperates with the Vagalus in the hopes to acquire the Phantom Ranger keys to revive the Zangak Empire. Then there's Action Commander Ware Denier. Is a remnant of Zangak. He seems to be related to Deretsuager, who the Gokager had already defeated.
Jellicito's still here. Coward's here for some reason. Bosco came back to life. Okay, there's the next three paragraphs.
And Domerus is there.
That too.
Somehow that's his cousin.
Enter will also acquire a new personal Megazord, the Megazord Omega. It's considered as the best of the best. It has a fighting power that can surpass any Megazords.
The Omega Megazord, but they just reversed it because they didn't want to do it three times.
Why is Karu here? What the fuck?
I told you they should just put Lauren in there instead. That looks like the doctor's daughter. So
I don't like why.
I think the best part of the entire movie is just going to be Jay in this outfit.
And I want to see Jay interact with jealous shit. Like,
oh god,
that's going to be the greatest scene in the history of Sentai.
I want to see Jay touch himself inappropriately.
I like this guy looks like he's giving him fashion tips in this picture. He's like, oh my god, that's totally wrong for you. That forehead, you should get that removed. The Xeron's... He launched the machine to attack Liambo.
I want a figure of Jay in that outfit with the hat.
Big Arts exclusive. Would you buy it?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
It's Jay.
And I'm listening. It's true.
I'll buy every Jay they make.
I want a Choco figure. Paco. Fucking Choco!
Choco.
What? No, I won't, thank you.
You call him Paco.
I'm sorry. Wait, is it Choco or is it Paco?
It's Choco.
Son of a bitch! And I thought I got it wrong and I was upset at myself.
I'm touching you inappropriately in my pants.
That's what that feeling was.
So, like, I'm excited for this because I like these casts, but at the same time, I'm worried because you have things like Kaoru.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't really like it, but I guess it's a little okay just because Gokaiji always has people showing up because it's part of the Sentai-verse.
Kaoru already came back. Why is she here again?
Yeah, why can't it be Takaru?
Because she's bored.
Takaru, like, can't appear in Sentai anymore because of his agency or something.
What, did he join a secret government agency?
Hell yeah.
It's because he's popular now.
It's like Ryotaro. He can't appear anymore because he's popular.
Well, they better get a new one. Let's just cast the guy that played new Ryotaro to play new Takaru. And then smack himself on the belly. But
Astro Switch set 4 is 70 in an Ami Ami.
Like, out of all of the Toku movies, we did this already, like, 3 hours ago. Like, between this and Ultimatum and Super Hero Taisen Z, this is probably the one I'm looking forward to the most. I'm just a little worried just because the plot sounds really messy.
Yeah.
You think?
Like, usually, I feel like the Sentai ones don't sound this messy. It's like that type of thing where you feel like when they go into the planning room, they think of all the potential plot ideas for the team-up, and instead of just picking one or two, they just decide to do them all. Like, that's what they always do now. It just cracks me up. What does Kabuto have to do with this, really? I mean, sure, he walked the path of heaven, but...
He's talking about Beatbuster.
Oh, I heard
heaven. Touching your mom.
Because he's a Kabuto Mushi.
You know what? It's funnier if it's the other one. Okay. I don't know. I'm not really sure what I'm saying anymore. Can you talk about boobs?
Oh, God, yes, I'm touching it.
But seriously, oh, God, how great are boobs?
Oh, there, I'm touching them right now.
Another story between that I forgot?
I'm touching them with my balls. Sure. Kyoruger.
Why can't I say it? It's like...
Kyoruger?
Kyoruger.
Sure?
Kyoruger.
Kroger.
Kyoruger.
Kyoruger. Just say cock lover. That's what I'm saying.
Cock lover.
Well, I could just say Cuber Boober.
Okay, Cuber Boober.
Who can say that?
Okay.
Which I think, actually, it's probably more difficult to say Cuber Boober than Kyoryuger, but that's fine.
Look, I can't say it quickly. It's not like Go Busters or Go Kyger. It's all involved.
Oh, hey guys. I was just hitchhiking here, a long time stream. Saw you passing by. Thought you might want this Kyoryuger news.
An article for the
that?
Yeah, sure. I guess. I don't know. I think the cops might be after me.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Kevin shot the sheriff.
Oh.
I didn't shoot the deputy, so Don Knotts might show up at some point.
So if we're traveling through the time stream, that would explain why suddenly I have cookies and Climax Heroes.
All of time's happening at once.
I will continue to have the three superhero diamonds. Suddenly, they will vanish.
We all have eye patches now, so we can see the silence.
Oh, wow, we're fucked up.
Can I be eye patch Rory? That sounds like a doll. Eye patch Rory. He doesn't remember anything.
I want to be eye patch Amy.
I'd rather be with eye patch Amy than be eye patch Amy.
Yes, but I want to be hot and sexy.
Okay, so let's read this article from the future. Wait, who's doing it?
Your mom? Who else?
Somebody that can read?
So not Dawson.
You're...
Why? You read everything this. But the cube remover word.
Just Kevin, do it.
Do you want to have the honors? Or?
Fine, I'll read it because Dawson's a little bitch.
Clearly, right. I asked for you to read it.
I mean, like, I could read it. I can read.
I'll read it. I'll read it, you mother bastard. Cause
maybe I should have handed this news to someone else.
Like, we're just fighting over the article like children.
So we finally got our pictures of Cuber Boobers.
They're taking advanced scanners in all of Japan.
I mean, so... really, people, you can do better than this.
You guys put, like, you know, used women's underwear in a vending machine. Surely you can make a scanner that can do this properly. So this says that apparently with the Beast batteries, or the Judenchi, charged up dinosaur souls and the transformation device called the Gabu Revolver.
Blue Blaster!
Oh, no. Our heroes transform into Kyoryuger. Dinosaur representations are red is Gabutera, T-Rex. Black is Parasagan, Paraserophilus. Now that's okay. Paraserophilus is going to be the duckbill dinosaur, right?
It's the scissor guy from Dino Thunder. He goes,
yeah, it's Ducky from The Land Before Time.
I thought Parasaur was the one with the fin on its head.
Yeah,
is
the
that
duckbill.
Still Ducky? Okay.
Yes. She's a swimmer. Yep. Now, blue is going to be Stegachi, the Stegosaurus, right? It's Spike. It may or may not talk. I don't
Stature's
know.
Green?
One time, it's like, Ducky! Other times, it just chews up grass. Then green is Zactor. Not Zatcher, but Zactor. And Velociraptor, so it's going to eat Samuel L. Jackson. Pink is Torikera. It's a Triceratops. It's like, I'm Sarah, and I'm a little bitch, and I'm going to beat you up.
I'm picturing Blue as some sort of, like, mentally retarded Down syndrome ranger because of the whole Spike thing.
Yeah. And P- pink's basically like what happens if you take lazy coconut and put it in a triceratops. So we got the logo, which for whatever reason was not put into this thing, into this news story. And
from if you got aerosol, didn't you bring the logo from the future? We had it in the past.
You fucking idiot. This is this year's main theme.
He just left. He's gone. He's like, fuck, I'm going back to the future where it's quiet.
Which is, as seen in the logo, I assume, because it's not in this news story, the main mecha would be called Kyuryugen, a combination of Gabutira, Stegochi, and Tricera. Or in other words, red, blue, and pink. The remaining two, Parasagan and Zactor, are interchangeable parts. Voice actor Shigeru Chiba, who is Yu Yu Hakusho's Kuwabara and One Piece's Buggy, will provide the voice of Hyoryugen.
He's from the Chiba clan, the Shiba clan's rival.
This is going to be corrected by Koichi Sakamoto and written by Riku Sanjo. Juden Sentai Kyuryugen will premiere February 17th, 2013, if we're all still alive.
Stegagachi sounds like a Tamagotchi Stegosaur pet. Sorry, I just said I forgot it.
You can see their suits. They got like what looks like yellow is on the helmets and yellow across the chest, like in a sash type thing.
They used that all up.
There's no head somewhere on a shoulder pad. There's no yellow Sentai person this year for the first time since the ninth Sentai Change Man. There's one female. Pink's the only female, so someone's on their period about this. And
do they happen to be a unmotivated fruit?
Unmotivated, like tropical fruit? Yeah. There's actually other people besides that whore that are also upset about it.
Unmotivated. It's like, yeah, I feel like, oh, that's great.
Anyway, in this the second picture, which was the first picture we got. Yeah,
timey-wimey.
Like, I assume that's a changer right there because it looks like a double-barreled, like, gun.
Shotgun?
Yeah, I wish it was a shotgun. I could be a shotgun. I don't know.
I want Herschel's shotgun.
And I assume that thing like kind of looks like it has a 3 on it. I'm not sure because the picture's so grainy and blurry because apparently Japan's stuck in the 1980s. Is the battery...
Who wouldn't we want to be in the 1980s? Did you see Hot Tub Time Machine?
No.
Quick, what color is Michael Jackson?
Damn it, same time.
I mean, it's a legit question. I mean, it will help significantly in figuring out what time you're in.
Well, yes.
It will.
Like, has he touched little boys yet? Was his whole life.
Is it public yet? No. Okay, so now we know.
Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
Oh, we're such a stone-cold pack of weirdos.
There are balls in my mouth.
I'm really excited.
Because of the engines two part two.
Well, first
and
of all,
because of the balls in my mouth.
While I didn't like all aspects of Gowanger, my favorite bit was the whole like Rangers with
together, like, Samurai
partner,
Forever
Zord things.
So GoBusters has.
Basically the engines. And that's why I like the Buddyroids and GoBusters. And this is basically that. For the most part, except with dinosaurs and apparently trains.
I love dinosaurs
and I love trains and I like buddies. So this is like everything I love rolled into one. Plus, I really like the suits. The yellow's a bit much.
There is no yellow, Brian. Oh, I get it. Like, I don't like yellows. It's too non-existent.
Like, it's very... There's so much of it that it's kind of a little bit off-putting, but I think once I actually see the actual suits, it'll probably be better than these pictures, because who knows. The color correction on these pictures aren't the best, because green still looks blue.
Yeah, it looks like a turquoise or something.
So I'm going to wait for actual full-on suit pictures for final judgment.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
I do like the dinosaur choices, and what they're going with there, that they're not just like... I mean, yes, we still have, you know, Triceratops and...
But see, it's pink Triceratops, so it's fine.
It's a pink Triceratops, but I like that we have like a Stegosaurus Ranger and a Parasaurolophus Ranger and like a Velociraptor.
That's the coolest bit.
I know. I'm like, but I just like that we're doing different dinosaurs.
I just wish Red still wasn't a T-Rex.
Yeah, I kind of wish that he was something different, but I think that's such a thing. Like, T-Rex is like the dinosaur. And yeah. Red is the leader, so I think that whenever you do dinosaurs, you're always going to get stuck with Red being a T-Rex, because you always have to do T-Rex.
Like, what if
Ghost Ager?
Like, what if they did, like, Green as, like, a Brachiosaur or something, and then had Red be Velociraptor, because it's sort of similar in build to the T-Rex, and you can still have similar motifs, but it's not a damn T-Rex again.
Well, I think part of the thing, too, is that Red's the leader. Tyrannosaurus Rex is like the king of dinosaurs.
Yeah, but he killed everybody else. He wasn't a team player. He's like, fuck you, I'm a T-Rex.
Well, Samurai is all like, oh, don't be a team player. We just gotta get this one bitch because only she's important.
Well, yeah, because she's...
Which is contrary to the entire theme of Power Rangers, but whatever.
That's because it's Sentai. I don't know, like I said, I have to wait to reserve, like, real judgment to this, because the only helmet that I can really get a read on is Red's. Everyone else's seems so lost. Like, right now, I can't even tell.
On the island?
Yes, exactly. They're lost there with the others. They're kidnapped. Like, Green's, honestly, like, right now, the picture looks like MMPR Black being spray-painted by Green.
And Blue and Black's helmets look like Bokengers.
Yeah, and, like, Pink kind of has the Gokai Pink vibe going on, and it's like, it's just kind of hard to tell. Like, I can't get a good distinct read on their helmets.
Yeah. I need to see better suit. Better scans and just a full body thing to get the whole, you know, feel of it.
They do look busy.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the whole batteries thing and how that's going to work and as a collectible device. Like, I don't,
like, if they look cool, I like the idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I
like
you
the fact that it kind of doubles as like the with the whole Bannery thing with the whole electricity theme that they got going on.
Yeah, and the thing going around is that it's basically going to be a lot like Abba Ranger and Goanger, where they have the little like the partner people and they'll be talking.
Whacker Wilson makes his return.
He's gonna whack you off again. Sweet. But that can be fun, you know, if they do it right. I mean, I thought it came out good in Goanger. I need to see that other one, Abba Ranger. But, you know, I'm trying to think where I'm going with this. Somebody help. But, yeah, so that'll be fun. I want to see the rest of their weapons. I want to see what the mechas actually look like in the changer. And I need the toy pictures. Please, someone get the toy pictures. Please, sir, I get some toy scans?
They'll be out by the time people are listening to this, because that's our luck.
Yeah.
They're like, sure. Why don't you talk about them? They're here. Oh, fuck you guys.
You were listening to Wednesday. Right now you're listening to Thursday. You will be listening to
Tuesday.
More Thursday, and then eventually Tuesday. But regardless, you're listening to this on probably a Friday or Saturday, in which they'll come out, because that's how we do things here. We release a podcast, then Toei's like, let's release the news, and then we cry.
And then by the time we get around to talking about it, it's like a week old, and you're like, why are you guys so slow?
And like, people act like we're like live talking in their ears. Like, why aren't you talking about the toy pictures right now? Because this isn't live. more than likely... Oh, sorry.
The first comment... I just scrolled down this G-Fusion page. First comment is this the first time a black and green ranger in one team? Fuck you.
God damn it. Goanger. Goanger.
Ranger.
Whoa, I think he's talking about main five.
Well, he didn't specify, so fuck him.
Well, I'm just assuming, because that is like a semi-odd thing, but I was thinking Goanger first thing, and that's pretty recent.
I was thinking about touching you inappropriately with my penis.
Okay.
I like the color scheme, though, just because it's something that we haven't seen, obviously, in a long time from Sentai. And for me, that mainly just followed PR, it's like a first.
Yeah.
So I like when we change up
the colors to be different.
Dawson was all like, Zom, give him PR.
Well, because like it's the first time we've gotten this since like G-Ranger, since this color scheme.
No, I get it. You're a douche. No, I got it.
But I like it. I don't even care. There's only... I hope that the girl gets replaced by a male Pink Ranger, Daniel Tosh. So then we'll just have all males, and then Lazy Coconut will just become lazier. I mean, more unmotivated.
More of a cunt, yeah. Got it.
That's really cool. Like, I like the concept that instead of having a yellow, they just have yellow as a, like an accent color, which I don't think has ever been used as an accent color. It's usually white.
Not as far as I know.
Challenge? No, I'm just kidding.
So I like accepted. That aspect, and just having like black, green, pink, blue, and red as the base instead of the usual roundup of colors, occasionally mixing like white and black and green around. Like, yeah. It's really cool to have a setup like that.
Yeah, especially since like when they're all standing together and you see this picture, it doesn't give you the vibe that this is take three, because you know, Ob Rangers kind of felt like Neo G Ranger basically, with exception of, you know, yellow and pink switching out.
Yeah.
And their helmets being different, but it just like these red, they look quite kind of similar to MMPR red. Like, he looks like a blown up version, but like it gives you a different vibe, which I like.
People are saying 6-1's gonna die because that's what happened with the last two dinosaurs.
Yeah, there's already speculation. 6-1's gonna be evil. There's gonna be two, one a guy and one a girl. I'm like, we're just gonna circle around the same rumors. Like, I'm still.
Oh, people are freaking out. They better have a female in this, you know, join the team later, because they can't have just one female.
We're about
evil.
And then next, we're queuing up the rumor for the 38 Sentai is gonna be bug themed. We got that one ready already. That's the first slot in speculation every year. Bug themed, space themed,
cock themed. There's actually one all about penises.
Five times.
Brilliant. I love the fact that we're getting a fucking gun changer.
I love the fact that we're getting a pink Triceratops. I think that's like the coolest thing ever. Like, fuck you, I am a dinosaur.
Did you see that person's comment about, like, Triceratops being fat and hitting things and, or, like, horns and girls or something?
That's normal for him.
Yeah. I just loved that. I thought it was fun. And Lazy Coconut, of course, got pissed, and that made me even happier. Yeah. Anyone can tell I really hate that hoer. That hooer.
That hooer. What the hell?
What was the other thing that was in there? Oh, did you, like, there's so much anger about the whole, they're making it, I mean, now I understand the stupidity of Bandai saying about how GoBusters was too dark. I don't understand how GoBusters is dark, so that they have to make this one lighthearted and fun, but...
Like I said before, it's seriously just, Bandai's over there saying, well, it was a bad year for us because the show was too dark and it didn't sit well with kids, so our toy sales sucked. Meanwhile, Toei's probably sitting over here going, well, the ratings sucked because no one bought the toys. I mean, we can't have a good show without the toys selling, because it's all Bandai's fault, and so they're probably just bickering with each other.
Gokaiger's ratings were like the lowest in history at that point? Weren't the Gokaiger's ratings? I remember hearing at one point Gokaiger's ratings were shit.
They weren't great, but I don't think they were that bad.
Because I heard the Gokaiger, because the toys did good. It's like, but if Gokaiger wasn't doing that well either, but the toys did good, it's like, I feel like they're too often, as long as they're miscommunication, but they're just reading into things wrong.
And apparently, the whole thing about GoBusters toy sales being strong was supposedly, they're saying, because of the Ranger Key sets.
Oh.
That it wasn't GoBusters' actual toy line.
So that's why they're thinking, okay, we got to get a gimmick back in, so we got batteries now.
Apparently.
But I don't know. Because I heard that, or I don't remember where I heard it, but at one point, or at least an episode, that Gokaiger got lowest ratings.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, the Go, yeah.
Because I don't really hold too much stock into the ratings. That's what I'm just saying is that I feel like they look at things, they're just, I don't know, they're using stupid logic, I think.
Well, it's hard to take the ratings seriously if we don't get a ratings report every other week. I mean, like every other day. I mean, we had a week without one, and I've just been so confused. Do I take the ratings seriously anymore? Are they in fact zero and they just don't want to tell me? I don't know. I just know no one's watching GoBusters anywhere ever.
balls.
In my mouth.
It's too dark. That's hysterical.
They fought a cotton candy machine.
Like, yeah, I don't know. So I guess, like, oh, it's because they said their parents are dead. That makes it dark. I mean, fuck you.
Well, then might as well scrap Batman. And Spider-Man.
And Jesus.
Jesus? And Jesus? I thought that was funny. Jesus' backstory is too dark. Well, so...
Because now it's time for...
Super Hero. Go Busters! Wizard Priest.
Yay.
Right?
Yay. We're so full of life.
No. I just woke up about 10 minutes ago or whatever it was, right before I got on the Karu, so. And now for some reason I don't feel well, so we're going to do this as fast as humanly possible. So, we're on Go Busters 41, which is going to start off with them being like, oh my god, there's a Messiah card! And then someone's trying to ransom it off for 10 million yen? I think they're using yen as a denomination in the show. And they're like, this is extortion. I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. Stupid. So, they go to the, like, what?
I don't know.
Nobody knows anything. Sorry.
Well, that's normal because you're here. So they go to this gentleman's house and he's like, yeah, I got a Messiah card. Pay me, bitches, if you want it. And they're like, son of a bitch, just give us the card! And he's like, no! And they're like, aww. And then this chick comes in, and she's like, I'm Pink Buster, I'm a thief, and I'm wearing pink clothes on my blackness. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she takes the card and runs away. And they're like, son of a bitch! And so they give chase. They have a little bit of a fight, and she gets away some more. And they're like, crap. Lots of things happen to us all the time. And they detect a presence of a Metroid. They go out to investigate. They find that, like, you know, these rich people are giving their shit away to people. Like, here, just take this. I don't want it. Here, take this nice coat off my back. And here, take my pants. I don't want pants. Just take my pants.
To the attack of the show has been doing all week.
So, meanwhile, you know, Hiramu sees this chick and he's like, this young lady seems suspicious. Because the pink busted chick's like, I got the card, ha ha ha. And like runs off because she's a bitch. And so suspicious chick walks off. You see suspicious chick is Pink Buster. And so Hiramu ends up finding her and figuring it out. Like, oh, hey, you're Pink Buster. Huh, I knew. He's like, how'd you know? He's like, because I'm smart. She's like, damn it. Yeah, I forgot. You're smart. You're a guy. I'm a girl. I'm a stupid. And that segment was just added there just for lazy coconuts.
You keeping that in the Kyogre thread?
Yeah. All day. There's only one female. Fuck my life.
I still hope they replace that female with another male just to piss her off.
This show's gonna suck balls.
Cool. Sounds like a disgruntled Tiny Tim.
God bless us, sir. Everyone. Except those one female Sentai teams. Fuck them. Okay, that's cool. Bitch. In any case, so they... but that's for the future, past, secondary, present, or something. I don't know how this works anymore.
This episode has a lot of timelines.
I know.
We need a chart for this one.
I need Doc Brown's chalkboard.
And then the timeline skewed into Thursday.
And then it skews backwards into Tuesday, and then forwards into Wednesday, and then my head explodes.
That's why he's not feeling well. He's got too many timelines in his head.
Yeah, it's making my tummy hurt. So, they, Hiramu's off with this chick, and they end up in disguise in a jewelry store. Meanwhile, back at the base, the other guys are like, so, does anyone notice these Metroids are different than the last batch? Like, from before we killed Messiah? Like, those guys were like, Inatron must get killed. And then these are like, hey, we have a purpose in life. That's, you know, we want to get a certain kind of people. And they're like, whoa, you're right. Whoa. They're up to something. Like, oh, thanks. Thanks for just figuring this out, assholes. Glad you guys aren't the heroes or anything. Oh, wait. So they, they're trying to figure out what to do because they got their heads up their asses. And back at that jewelry store that Hiramu went to with this chick, they're in disguise. And because I don't know if I said that before because I can't remember 10 seconds in the past. And they're trying to lure out the Metroid, which, you know, Hiramu figures that out. And also figures out that that card that she had, that's a fake. That's not real. And she explains, oh, yeah, what happened with that is that about 10 seconds after she left that dude's house, it turned into a Metroid. But and it started attacking people, and she felt bad. So she wants to help take down the Metroid. He's like, okay. So the Metroid shows up and is like, hey, bitches, here I am, kick your ass. And they're like, no. And so Hiramu transforms, and this chick changes clothes, and is like, Pinko Basta! And so they start to fight some bugglers. There was one part in this episode that Jin and Jay showed up, and Jay, like, started drooling over a picture of a painting of Beatles. That was fun. So the GoBusters show up. They start fighting this Metroid. The three of them go powered custom because that's a thing. Meanwhile, the Megazord arrives and Buster Hercules starts to fight it. The Megazord steals Jay off of the Buster. I don't know how that works, but he just stole Jay off of Buster Hercules. And so Lio comes in and is like, I'm a lion, bitch, and starts humping it. And gets Jay back. So they blow up the Megazord. Lyle roars a few times because it can. They do their power custom attacks on, or something, on the Metroid. And then Hiramu gets the Lyle blaster and blows the shit out of it up. Mm. And yeah, there was Metroid shit everywhere. It was gross. They go back to base only to find that they've got another note from Pink Buster. It's about her next crime because, you know, she goes around stealing things. And she's going to steal Hiramu's heart next, and she'll do whatever it takes to get his heart. Which, whatever. And they're all like, oh, Hiramu's got a girlfriend. Lol, make jokes here about girlfriends and Hiramu and little boy and not a little boy anymore. And they just keep that up for a little bit. And then it ends.
Brilliant.
I know, right? So, this was another strange episode, I suppose. With this pink chick and her pink hair and her sunglasses.
Head girl.
Yeah, it was strange. I don't know how, like, I don't know how to describe it. This Metroid was strange. It's like, I'm going to take away your greed. I'm like, why is that a bad thing?
Was this the episode where they were using their powers outside of suit? Their special abilities? Yeah, because she was like, I'm going to get him, and then she jumped like a rabbit up the fire escape. Yeah. Right?
I guess so. Okay, I wasn't
thinking, yeah. Why didn't Hiramu just use his super speed to take the card? He's like, come on, give it back. Like, he was like, she was a bully taking his lunch money. And like, he has super speed and a gun.
Because it wasn't good for the plot of the episode. It's one of those times where if they remember they have super abilities, the episode ends in about 5 minutes.
But then we could just spend the other 20 minutes of him just teabagging her because he won. It'd be like a game of Halo, but with busters.
I would have enjoyed that. Just wanted to hear him teabag this bitch.
He can
teabag
her at high speed. Now this is getting dirty.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, you want to watch that? Achievement unlocked. Trophy, rather.
But you know, now that I think about it, he has to watch how he uses that super speed. Because if he uses that super speed, like, you know, while washing his balls, that could hurt.
Well, that's why he has his own personal ball washer.
Oh, is that what Nick is for? Okay.
Yes. And we just talked about balls pretty much. That's the episode.
Well, I mean, there wasn't much to talk about with this episode. I liked it, but it wasn't the best. I think the concept behind Pink Buster would have been something that would have been more valuable toward the beginning of the show and have her as a reoccurring character.
Yeah.
To kind of give Hiromu a little bit of character development. But, like, I like that concept. I think it's just kind of late for it, and it was just kind of weird. I like the Metroid, though. I like the part in the mecha fight when Jay got stolen. He's like, I have been stolen.
Jay's been taken.
I also like the part at the very end when they were making all the Hiromu's got a girlfriend jokes. And the commander's just in the background making heart symbols with his hands, with this goofy grin on his face.
I must have missed. I didn't see that either.
Just picturing it now, though.
It was really funny.
Because I'm just picturing his little Superman curl he gets in the ending theme. It's like, oh, that's pretty funny. What number was this? 41? 42?
41.
Okay. Like, I feel like shit needs to be revving up now. Like, last week we got, you know, a J episode that was kind of related to the plot, and now it's kind of got more of a filler one. I feel like we need to be getting down to business now.
To defeat the Huns.
Hey. No, but like, usually around this time is when we start getting more serious.
Yeah. I get that. In fact, next episode looks pretty
stuff.
Important.
Can't remember the preview now.
What the hell?
What the hell, Ming?
Okay, there we go.
Brian's not playing a game in any way. He's distracted by it. He's doing his taxes.
Kiva keeps summoning Castle Duran and firing fireballs at me. It's really annoying.
In real life, actually. I told you he wasn't playing a game. Kiva's just behind him throwing fireballs at him. Like, dude, I'm trying... Cord!
Brian's running around his base like a crazy person.
Cat's like, are you hallucinating Kiva again? No.
I killed him.
Oh, then he's dead. Hallucination.
Kiva's dead. But I'm DK'd, so I can only imagine that it was AU Kiva. But anyway, about the episode. I don't really know what else to say, other than Pink Buster had quite a bit of a quick U-turn. Oh, I need to steal things. Oh, I did a bad thing.
She looked like Hit Girl. Some people might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Except she didn't, like, decapitate people and stuff.
Yeah, that's always advised to not do that.
Yeah, especially on a children's show, you know? Well, actually, maybe there should be more. If there's too much more decapitation, Cuba Boobers would be really kiddy. They'd be like, we're not even going to go for Go-Andre levels. We're going Sesame Street.
Can you tell me how to get...
How to get to Sesame Street. Okay.
Elmo's gonna touch you now.
You sounded like both of you were drunk at a karaoke place and you like, weren't in sync and you're like leaning on each other trying not to fall asleep. It's good. It's good. That's what that sounded like also.
Come in the closet with Elmo.
Have you been taking lessons from Matt?
No.
That was like the last time he was ever on was when he did Elmo, wasn't it?
I think so. That was like season one.
You did like an awesome Elmo impression and then we never saw him again. Coincidence? I think not.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
about being taken.
Should we move on to
the boat?
Why is
boats? Boats. Lots and lots of boats. Fast boats.
Why is Wizard fighting Ryuki?
Gravy boats.
Dragons, I guess.
Because it's a dream match of dragons.
Speaking of dragons, should we talk about Wizard, or do we have any more things to say about Hit Girl?
Nah, I'm good.
Just a grunt. Okay, so Wizard. We start up where we were before, and OBL, I mean Orange Backpack Lad, I just read that literally, is being kidnapped. But then the Phantom decides, you know, I really don't want this guy. He seems like kind of a burden. So he just drops him. So Haruto's like, Bulbasaur, Whirlwind, and he saves him. And then later they're like, so did you know the whole time that the boss guy was the gate instead of this dude? He was like, yeah, I didn't want to say anything. Wanted you to try to figure it out on your own. And yeah, that happened. So then Haruto's like, oh, I'm going to protect you. He's like, all right, I got to go get my apprentice a job because job security. And while he's doing that, his apprentice is off talking to Orange Backpack Lad, being all down on himself. And then later, Haruto and the boss guy are walking around. He's like, man, I sure hope that the Phantoms don't destroy my hope by doing this. Let me repeat that just to make sure they don't do it. And Medusa's listening in, taking notes. And Haruto's like, oh, fuck, I think she heard, and goes to attack her, but then he loses horribly. And then, meanwhile, apprentice guy, I don't know his name, sees Orange Backpack Lad working hard to get back their customers. And he's so inspired by his drive that he's inspired to make pink balls. And he calls them Majin balls. And then he's going to take them over to the new bakery to secure himself a job when he's attacked by the Phantom, because destroying his apprentice's balls will destroy the boss's hope. That happened. But apparently this guy can't remake them later. Like, these are the only batch he can ever do, which I would say isn't very good for his job security. But Haruto fights him off, as usual, and he saves him. And, what's his name? Orange Backpack Lad catches the Majin Ball, the last one, and, Haruto finishes the dude off with some fancy flying moves and finishers and stuff. And then he's like, Orange Backpack Lad's my assistant for life, BFFs. And then they get bracelets, and then it ends. I added the bracelets part.
No, you didn't. You just think you did.
Braceletception.
How do you like bracelets? So you put a bracelet on your bracelet so you could bracelet while you... I don't know.
Bracelets? What the hell's a bracelet? So, this episode was okay for me. I think that this overall arc was just kind of an average, gate of the week type arc or whatever. I mean, we had a little bit of stuff with Orange Backpack Lab, but I feel like we didn't really accomplish much. Other than him being like, man, I suck. And then he's like, no, you're really good at catching pastry, so I need you. And then he cemented his place.
He's like, hey, aren't you the piano man? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's everywhere.
It's because he's good at piano.
Fuck yeah, pianos.
At least I hope he's actually good at piano.
I don't know. What JDF was saying at the panel was that he was in something. Somebody asked him about being in Sweet Valley High, and he said how that's the only time he had to kick out an extra, because what happened was he's sitting there playing the guitar, and how it doesn't matter what you do, because they just put over it with whatever music they want. So it doesn't matter how horrible you sound, you just gotta look like you're playing the guitar.
Wait, how did we go from Wizard to back to the story?
Because I remembered it and it was funny.
Okay, I'm like, wait.
Did he said like stop? How basically he's sitting there, right, doing his, you know, just sitting there with his guitar and this, like, extra in the front just sitting there like, you suck. And he just, like, wouldn't stop. He's like, dude, you play awful. He's like, dude, shut up. So finally, like, he kept being disruptive, so they had to, like, throw the extra out.
Like, kicking him.
He probably did.
Just kicked him out of and he went through the wall. You just got JDF'd, son.
I mean, he was doing his those spin kicks he does, and these double jump split flying front kicks, and doing his kias, and I'm like, oh, he's saying bullshit.
Bullshit.
But yeah, this episode was fun to fight Medusa. You know, there's some Hurricane Dragon with the wings. That was really cool. There's some Thunder action going on. You know, it was really fun. Piano Man was great. You know, we loved having Piano Man. You know, those foods making me hungry. It's good to see the little, you know, helper guy doing something besides just being like, ah!
Huh?
What? I don't know. You'll figure it out in editing.
What
just happened? There was hunger and maybe games.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I just thought of something to say, and
like,
I
like it was just weird because with Hurricane Dragon, this was the debut like arc for it, and it didn't feel like it. Like there was no build up to anything. Which I mean, I don't mind because Flame Dragon was the one that needed it and it got it, but. It was just kind of a really weird arc to introduce Hurricane Dragon.
Yeah. And if they weren't going to make a big deal about it, at least I felt like they could have used it just in the second episode instead of both, and the climax of both. It felt odd. Especially since he didn't... Like, it feels like when it debuts, it should win. I mean, granted, he did beat those ghouls pretty good.
Yeah.
But still, it's like using a Battleizer on some putties and being like, debut.
Well, I guess the thing is that they figure Flame Dragon... needed more of the debut to just to show how the dragon powers work and stuff and as opposed to this, which is just kind of and this is another dragon form, like, okay, I understand how it works, here's what it can do, Thundershock and
Whirlwind.
Yeah.
Whirlwind.
Bulbasaur, Whirlwind.
I do like the fact that everything... I mean, it was a happy ending in the end. But
yeah,
I'm glad that it wasn't...
Good,
like,
happy endings are always fun.
Like, I'm glad that it wasn't a completely, like, rainbow, happy flowers ending where there's like, oh, my shop saved. Like, his shop got shut down. The other guy got a job at the pastry place, presumably, but... Like, it
wasn't happy for everybody. Doing that uniform he was wearing, it was like he got a job there. Which is good. Like it was like a partial happy ending. Like, good things happened, but it wasn't Forze, and that's always wonderful.
But I'm just glad that it didn't.
It wasn't Forze, and that's wonderful.
Well, yeah. Well, because like a Forze happy ending would have ended with them like having a fundraiser for like and raising like 12 billion gajillion yen, and been like, look, sir, we're gonna save your shop, and we're excited, and I made friends with the guy trying to destroy it right before I killed him. Okay.
And he legally adopted me. It's like, oh, cool. Just like Cat, apparently.
And Brian likes donkey boners, so that's fun.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I agree with what Aerosol said on Twitter and then what you just said, the fact that it didn't end perfectly.
The fact that it's not double. Yeah, maybe not double. No. It's not Forza.
How dare you!
What? Sorry, Brian was fighting double his skull before, and it confused me.
the big animation in this game is hysterical. It's just a giant hand flailing about. But anyway, I enjoyed that aspect, and I did like that Shinpei actually did something, even if it was kind of silly.
Yeah. How did you know? Well, I mean, it was a pastry. I didn't want it to go to waste. Like, in all honesty, I think he was just hungry.
Wait, I love when Shinpei jumped into the the fountain. Like, I'm still not sure how that whole thing works, but
like,
whatever.
That's the thing. One of the problems I had is that the whole idea is if he destroyed those pastries, destroying the hope, I found to be stupid because he should be able to remake them. And like I said, if he can't, then he shouldn't get the job. If you can't remember how to make pink balls. And it just seemed funny. Like, it'd be different if, like, oh, we're carrying this glass family heirloom that can never be replaced, but it's like, I don't know. It just seemed flimsy.
Like, the job, like, had a limit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we need to get there by this time or else you won't get a job there. Like, can you just do it later? Like, when he's not trying to get killed?
So we could never be a pastry chef again or something. I don't know. I just think of darker alternatives. Like, he could have burned down the dude's shop, maybe injured his employee, but he's like, nope, I'm going to destroy these pastries. Trust me, it's going to work. This is pretty dastardly.
I got it from the, what was it, the Yumaju that turned off the air conditioning?
Yeah.
You got it from the Yumaju Handbook to Villainry. Villainry might not even be a word, but they don't care. Villainy, there we go. Villainry.
Villainry.
A wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom's a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Thanks. I thought the Hobbit one was better.
I know.
Were the fight scenes in this one good? I think they were. I don't remember. Any time where Hurricane Dragon's doing double backhanded swords is really cool.
Double. Yeah, there were some good fight scenes.
You know, wielding always win. If you just hold the two swords and stand there, you look cool.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a problem with the fight scenes at all in this show, just in general. They've been really good, but they had some good ones here.
I do like the way that Hurricane Dragon looks. I think I said that last week, too. But...
Yeah, I mean, he had that fight with Medusa, where he...
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was in this episode.
Did he go Hurricane Dragon when he fought her? Or any dragon?
No, he just used land and water style.
Okay. I think it's like the second or third time he's done that thing where someone's attacking him, and he's like, defend, please. I'm like, dude, just step out of the way. He stepped to the right.
Well, in all fairness, she was trying to tentacle rape him.
This is true. Tentacles are in you? Almost.
Oh, Shukun Shinobi, the tentacles are in you? Oh my goodness.
But I was just kind of hoping that...
What are you going to do? You are strange, Shukun Shinobi.
But like before, we talked about how...
We're hugging Peking.
Peking is drunk. Retired. He's in rehab.
Same difference.
But like we were talking about a while back how Wizard was really like kind of overpowered in a way, and he had so many powers, and then Phoenix kind of brought him down to earth, and then he got dragon styles. And I was kind of hoping that when he fought Medusa, like maybe she might like equal him or maybe overpower him to make him not seem so powerful. Because well, right now he still seems... Well, yeah, but he wasn't Dragon States, was he? Fucking States!
No.
See, that's what I mean, is that like, because he wasn't using his full power. It's like he wasn't using Ultimate Humongousaur, he was using regular Humongousaur.
Humongousaur.
Because he always seems so powerful.
Yeah, I seem pretty powerful too, but that's just because I have a huge penis.
Damn it! Turn into Meteor Storm, you useless cock!
I didn't know how to do it. I figured out how to do it.
It's even funnier because he has a staff. Not an infection, but just regular staff.
Humongousaur.
Humongousaur.
For real.
For real?
For real? Oh my goodness, it gets me so excited to be Humongousaur.
You sound a little bit like a merchant just now. One of the merchants in Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
What, Brian, why is Dawson touching himself again? Appropriately?
Charge. I was thinking about Meteor Staff.
Die, bitch.
I don't wanna! Oh.
Delta just got fucked.
Poor yeah, Delta. That happens. When it's not the dragon guy, of course he gets jacked up.
It's funny, because right after we talk about Samurai, we're gonna get propelled into a universe where I don't have this game yet.
It's going to be trippy. Somehow, like, there's going to be a rip in the fabric of time. I'm going to fall through the animus because Brian's going to have the game in a time in which he shouldn't. Kind of propelled in a universe back when we were like, I wish they'd find some 4-inch Megaforce toys. Stupid past us. And now I find it to be funny that between the 1-ups and the summaries, the toys were found.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Alright, so that it for Wizard?
Yup, I don't have anything else to say. Both episodes of Superhero Time were pretty basic this week.
Yeah.
They were basic stuff.
This is kids' stuff. Because now it's time for Super Samurai Summary for Sugar. Fucking buckle, man.
Samurai forever!
Oh, for 2 more episodes, including the Christmas special.
Even though we already might have knowledge of the second episode, but we're going to pretend we don't. I still think that they lose in the end and Xandred wins. And Megaforce is just going to be about...
The one that we watched on Netflix was actually the kid-friendly edition where they win. The actual one that's going to air on Nick, because, you know, Nick hates Power Rangers so much. The Power Rangers will actually get defeated.
By Nicholas.
Because Xandred wins, and the Christmas special is just Xandred celebrating Christmas. On an earth filled with a river of blood.
I would actually love that.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Brian?
Never said there was anything wrong with it.
Oh, okay, I was just checking.
Won't be happy.
I couldn't tell.
Most optimistic fan ever.
They actually have Jaden's head on a stake. It's awesome.
Okay, that was too. Well, he's a walker, so the governor will probably keep him in a fish tank in his private room.
Game of Thrones up here, and heads on stakes, and
or Black Knight. I'm still the only one that's seen it. I was like, Black Knight's on, but I'm not going to watch it.
I was doing things like touching your mom inappropriately, and she was enjoying it.
That's okay, gross. Shut up. I summary now.
I'm sorry. We're like the two bickering kids. You two, separate.
All right, so this episode was the ceiling symbol, because, you know, that was relevant. So Dai-Yu's misery brought back Xandred from the depths of the river of blood, and Xandred rapes her.
Yeah, she misses Rick Medina, don't you?
Xandred rapes her, and she dies. Like, for realsies. And Lauren and Antonio arrive, and they monologue. And she gives Kevin the black box and Mike the shark dick. Yes, the shark dick.
I think that's racist. First of all, she gave the black guy the black box. That just seems, you know...
So you just gave Mike the shark dick, so that's fine.
Shark dick? Here, take the shark dick. You look like you're of an elven descent.
Wouldn't
he does. Like, he looks like he could be in the new Hobbit movie, like, as an extra. He bled right in. Look at him.
So they attack Xander, but they get their asses handed to him pretty easy, and then Lauren starts writing the symbol, and it apparently takes forever to write. Like, she's writing it so slow, she's like, alright, this stroke's gonna be just like this, and it's using all my muscle power to move this Shoto phone because it's not supposed to be in America.
It makes it heavy. This is heavy, man.
There's no explanation for that.
Great
at all.
Scott!
At the Shiva house, G worries. On the back. Lauren
line.
Continues writing still, and the Rangers continue to get obliterated still. Lightsword just flies in out of nowhere because he's got a willpower of his own because, you know, he's a sentient robot in Asia Land. tries to help, but he gets owned too. And we could actually assume that he got destroyed, but Jaden finally defeats Moogers because he was tied up there forever. He's like, oh, they're finally gone. I can run and help now. So he runs up, like, as soon as Lauren's finished the ceiling symbol. And so she's like, yeah, and she shoots it with her arm.
Yeah.
And
then G worries some more.
Crushed into a rock, and he explodes, and they're like, yay, we did it, he sealed away. Lane's like, troll, I'm here still. And so he's like, I absorbed Dai-Yu, and so now there's human essence in me, so the sealing power won't work because
I'm
not pure Nylock anymore. And they're like, oh, shit. And then Lauren gets owned.
See this white stuff on my chest? That's human essence.
I wasn't going to say it.
And they're like, oh, shit. And they're like, yeah, that was just announced.
So Jaden's like, oh, shit. And he runs in and uses symbol power teleport, because apparently they have that. They couldn't use that last episode as they were running through the forest trying to get there. But whatever.
Funny.
And so they escape. Back to the Shiba house, G's still worrying. Everyone's emo. Lauren's like, I'm passing leadership back to you because I'm a girl and can't do this, according to certain people. And
I can't lead because I have a period in the vagina.
And she's like, I failed everyone's, and I'm hurt because my arm's in a sling, like that one time you got stabbed in the chest.
Oh, my chest! Grabs arm.
So I'm passing
my
leadership back
me from
to
leading.
Jaden because
I can't
can
see
things.
Past them.
So they all sit down, and Jane's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. we're gonna beat the shit out of them. It'll be awesome.
And they use Ash's Pokemon strategy.
Okay.
And so, shield.
In the morning, the sun rises, and all of a sudden, invasion! Oh my god, there's fucking river blood everywhere.
See, that's why the chicks can't leave. They get their period everywhere.
It's a metaphor.
And it was all because of Dayu too. That was Dayu.
Oh yeah, Laura Zed's gonna be scared of your period.
God, Nylock periods are the worst.
So,
got heavy flow.
For this momentous occasion, the Rangers decided to be in their training gi for no reason whatsoever, other than to look cool, I guess.
They were still trying to set the record for the world's smallest sleeves.
They look at all the Moogers that are just running around doing nothing. They're in a quarry, just running around. I'm like, you're in the middle of an invasion, and you're just running around a quarry doing nothing. They're all moving, too. I'm like, what are you fighting, Air?
Just picturing them just running into each other and just running in circles like in a giant group, and I'm hearing that little Nanashi noise, which makes them sound more retarded. Because they were
look
like
this.
Sorry.
More U.S. households own Nintendo Wii than a cat. That's cool.
Canadian households own mini Wii's than a cat.
33% of households own cats. 38% own Nintendo Wii. That's interesting.
So they share an inspirational speech, and then they go, raw, and they run into battle. Xander arrives. They keep battling. There's something about doom and death, and Jaden stabs Xander's boob pimple.
Ow,
he lives
that.
Still and explodes them twice, and he's like, I'm gonna capture the other Red Ranger because, you know, that's gonna be relevant. He never even attempts to do it. I'm not sure why he said that.
It was just a threat. He's like, I'm gonna fuck your sister.
Me too. Wait,
and then remember. It ends. And then this is the part where I just let Netflix keep going and watch the finale.
And that's for future us, not to be confused with other future us, which you will be seeing 30 minutes ago or something like that.
Do you know how hard it is to do this podcast and not run into a future version of yourself or a past version?
It's very difficult. Sometimes we get trapped in 1930s New York and can't go back to see each other. But I'm still picturing that Nanashi thing. Of him just going, just running around. He's like, damn it, invade. We can't see. We don't have eyes. We just have giant mouths. He didn't design us very well. Then he's just like, I'm going to get all up in your sister. Jaden's like, no.
Jaden's like, I already got up in my sister.
Like, So, I still think it's funny, because this applies to both Samurai and Shinkenger, but it makes it seem like in all these generations of Samurai warriors, that no one ever thought, what if we just try to defeat him? Like, they're like, they spend all this time like, we have a ceiling symbol, we could just stab him. No, sit down, you. Like, yeah. It just seems kind of funny.
That's crazy talk, killing him, let's just seal him away.
Jane's just like, we're just gonna use brute force. They're like, that's your plan? Yeah. Okay.
What else are we going to do? Put him in a box? Send him to Fox River? Like, what are we going to do?
You can go run Sona.
Oh my god. Xandrid is Lichero. Throw down the chicken foot. Makes people pee, then beats them up for peeing on his floor. Now we're just getting too much references. It was overall a decent episode, though. Decent setup for the finale. This will probably pretty much apply to next week, but I'm still... I was kind of annoyed both in this and Shinkenger that we just couldn't have Karu... Or Lauren? Laru? Join them?
Laru.
And see them all fight together.
Mm-hmm.
You can only have one Shinkenger. If you have more than one on the screen at a time, it'll confuse the kids.
What, I forgot? Wait.
Never mind that one has boobs and a skirt.
It's still confusing. That's why I have to wear the same colors. It's kind of a stupid thing, but I liked when they all lined up and Kevin was like, oh, how does it, are you still glad you became a samurai, Antonio? And he's like, yeah, I'm glad I became a ranger. Like, I like that just because I feel like they put too much emphasis on the samurai thing and it doesn't make him feel like Power Rangers a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I felt like Antonio was like correcting him, like, no, I'm not a samurai, bitch, I'm a ranger. But then it did make me mad when they lumped him in with the Go-Go Samurai call. Was that this one or the next one? I don't know. At some point, they lump
most often.
Yeah, like, no, don't lump him in with that. Say, screaming out gold power is way cooler than Go-Go Samurai.
Gold power, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, gold power.
Fuck yeah, dick power.
Like, I enjoyed the episode quite a bit. I like the finale overall more.
Finale,
this did act as a very good build-up to it. And there are certain things that I like about it.
It was pretty good. I was upset that Rick Medina was gone still.
Was this the one with some pretty decent unmorph fights? Or did we
use them all up last episode? Didn't like this episode end with them on the ground like blimey, and then the next one like get up and start fighting?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
It took so long to get here. I forgot the episode I watched like a week ago by this point.
It didn't help for us. We watched the finale, and I'm like, wait, I have to remember not to talk about things. I like the one scene where they all say goodbye. Fuck, was that next time?
I like the scenes with G worrying here. Like, every minute and a half or so, they're going to spend 30 seconds showing G worrying on the sofa. Like a dad who just sent his daughter off to the prom with a 25-year-old guy. Like, oh, okay.
I like the parts where Mike just is like, I totally fucked Emily. Oh, wait, no, that's next episode, too.
I did notice that G did have a few more of those grum moments. Oh, that's funny.
I keep wanting to say things. It was from the finale.
Yeah.
Finale.
Just to be perfectly honest, I was on my phone during this episode because I was like, I already saw this. I want to go upstairs.
Like, I like the part where that's next episode too. Not too many interesting things happened in this episode. It was just a lot of fighting.
Yeah, they're just like, we're going to stab him. They ran to the place where the set's
happening. When did Antonio get that outfit? Has he had that before?
This was the first time he wore it.
Yeah.
Like, he had it in promotional pictures and everything, but he never actually used it.
Because it looked cool, and I'm like, I don't think I've seen this before. Why did they wait till the finale to make him look cool?
Why are they sleeve so tiny? Why does nobody else in the world have arm hair? That's what I want to know. Stupid evolved humans.
That's just you. You saw my arms, my hair. It's not there. It just doesn't exist.
It's not there.
People go, you shave your arms. I'm like, no, it just naturally looks this way. And they're like, no, you're lying. I'm like, nope.
These are the arguments Kevin has.
Nope. So next week, we will talk about the finale and then
do kind of a general
wrap-up. Probably do our wrap-up then. Just because I don't feel like doing a wrap-up after talking about a Christmas special, it just seems redundant to me.
Well, it's going to be funny, like, all right, that's the final thoughts on Samurai. Next week, we're back talking about Samurai. This shit won't even, after the wrap-up, we can't even get it to end. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yep, we'll be doing a wrap-up next week.
Dude, your mom.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, so that's about it.
So now let's go into the future past where I don't have cookies and I don't have Climax Heroes.
Let's go back to Tuesday. Yay.
Same time.
Now it's time for Ramble time.
Talk.
Huh, and got cock. It.
Ramble cock. It's just a rooster that won't shut the fuck up. It's a rooster version of us.
Chicken hawk. Cock and hawks.
Cock and block.
His power is cock blocking. It's supposed to be guiding his cock, not blocking it. Sorry. Pick and hawk, Pokemon. Because that's not next.
There was a tournament.
Yeah.
And annoying people that lost already.
Yeah. It was so funny because I got... This episode starts off... And they all start showing up, and each one that shows up, I just get more and more upset, and I start swearing more and more, and I start despairing. I start falling, like, losing hope. I start cracking, like, with purple cracks on my face and everything. It's awful. I think I almost became a phantom. And then they all started losing, and I found my hope again, and I was all better. I think Haruto went inside me in the middle of this episode. I started getting happy again. I don't know. I had a weird ring on my finger when I was done. And I think he went inside me. I'm not sure. But
maybe. Like,
I know, right? But
this was like,
yeah, it was basic stuff is what it was. It was basic stuff.
What's up, viruses and Dragon Knight's like, fuck you.
Yeah, fucking Ash is sitting here going, Dragonite, why didn't you dodge it? Man, God, you're an ass. Dragonite's sitting here just going, well, fuck you, and he punches shit out of the way. He takes an ice beam like a boss. He's like, I'm not weak to ice at all. What are you talking about?
Like, and you realize that you can just break this, right? Most dragon types are stupid.
He's like, times four damage my ass.
It just baffles me on why Ash would sit here and yell at Dragon Knight for not listening. I wouldn't listen either if I could punch the goddamn energy balls out of the way.
Iris?
Plus, I wouldn't listen to Iris. Yeah, like you said, I wouldn't listen to Iris anyway. Fuck her.
Dragon Knight, you gotta listen when I tell you to dodge.
Dragon Knight's like, that's not even a legit move in the game. I can't dodge. The attack will occasionally miss. I can't dodge.
Explanation? You attack this. Why? Doesn't she win the whole thing? Spoilers.
Iris? No. Trip wins.
Trip won the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't she beat Dawn or something?
Yeah.
She beats Dawn.
Like when Dawn beat May, that pissed me off. Dawn's like a nothing, and May is just better than Dawn. But especially because it was like during that time when Dawn's like, I suck at life. I'm like, well, then how did you beat May?
Yeah. The baffling things happen in this anime. Well, but that's how they gave Dawn the confidence to continue on with life and win more contests and actually matter and be relevant to the story.
Because
she lost like three contests in a row and then just like was... She actually had the gun to her head and they had to find a way to like calm her down.
But Iris uses Dragonite. Like, it pissed me off that Iris wins anything. I feel like even though Dragonite didn't need to listen to her, she should be disqualified because she didn't really use him. Like, Dragonite should just enter the tournament by himself. It makes me mad. Especially that's how she's going to ride this out. Like, she's like, I'm a Dragon Master. I'm so good because she caught, like, a level 100 Dragonite. Awesome. Man, I'm such a Dragon Master. And actually, just like, you.
Axie is Bill Cosby, apparently.
Axie's down here going, I'm irrelevant now that you have a fucking Dragon Knight.
Remember that thought bubble it had about being a actress? Never gonna happen. Thought bubbles never come true.
And then, of course, Georgia's like, okay, well, I didn't really lose to you. I watched it happen, you lost.
But I didn't lose to you, I lost to your Dragon Knight. What? I'm like, wait a minute.
It's like, you call yourself a Dragon Master? You suck at life. It's like, I never said I was a Dragon Master. In fact, I specifically said I wasn't a Dragon Master. Okay. And then Burgundy. That whore.
Does Georgia leave now that she lost? Does she, like, disappear? Please? So can finish
probably
this tournament
not
without her. And Burgundy, she lost too.
Just leave everyone behind.
Silent will wreck your soul. I know. This is true facts.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know what their problem is. They got a deal, man. They just got a deal.
Japan, we're gonna have Saga N. It's just gonna be 30 episodes of him walking down those stairs.
Is he going to be emo while he does it?
No, it's going to be about 14 episodes of walking down the stairs, one episode of him at the base of the stairs, realizing that he forgot to grab his coat.
Oh.
And so then the rest of the other 14 episodes is going back up the stairs, and then the last episode, he finally gets his coat and decides he doesn't need to go anywhere. That's gonna be the end arc.
It's gonna happen. Like, they need to stretch time at this point. Like, what was I gonna say? I just lost my train of thought. I'm no way listening to this Attack of a Show thing still. Voices in my head. I'm trying to live the life of a schizophrenic. Coconut water. the voices. I actually didn't even think about that until I saw that, that they haven't even really addressed N. I don't know if they addressed Gettysburg or whatever his name is. Pokemon lost episode.
Gettysburg?
They haven't, like...
Such a major part.
Team Plasma in general has barely done anything in the anime. I mean, I feel like they would have did a lot if that stupid episode would have aired. But outside of that, Plasma hasn't really been in it at all.
Like, usually the main team's only there for, like, an arc, like, a third of the way through, and then they're gone. But I feel like they had to do something, at least with them, because they had two games that they were important in.
Yeah.
Especially N, because it could be interesting.
Yeah, well, and then they had an episode where they did stuff, except they can't show up because there was a tsunami.
It's insensitive to Pokemon things.
Yeah. And Brian's gay.
But yeah, like, the battles were, for the most part, enjoyable, and I like Dragonite being a badass. Like, I like Dragonite in the first place, and this just made Dragonite even cooler.
The only thing that made me mad is just the fact that, like, Iris, I think Iris' potential is so wasted, of, like, she could have had an interesting deal with the Dragon Master thing, but instead she's just going to catch a strong Dragon-type now.
Yeah.
Have a prestige by the end. She beat Drayden? I don't know. That happened in the future. The Japanese future.
She just went to go see him and then touched herself. I don't think she actually did anything.
Happened.
But, yeah, nah. I don't know. I'd have to look that up, but I just don't feel like it's... but I know she went and like, rubbed herself on him or something with her hair. I don't know. She's a dirty boy. A dirty, dirty boy.
Okay, let's talk about Ben 10.
Ben 10.
So,
he's a kid and he wants to have fun.
Something about Super...
Something about Super Ben? Okay, cool.
But Kevin and Gwen finally came back.
Yay, creepy Kevin.
Kevin looks like he's on LSD and...
I think he looks better than when he left.
Looks a little skinnier, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He probably has an eating disorder now.
but the way his face is gray and like he has like the shadow from his hair, he looks like he should be in rehab.
It's okay, Gwen metamorphosed herself into her little kid version because I've grown up. She randomly found another Lucky Girl shirt that fit her.
She's an Anodite.
Oh yeah, that happened. I was like, well, this is new.
Well, it's...
Yeah, her clothes changed color.
Like, they just changed it in this one. But they wanted to make her look closer to the original series, I guess.
Beat's turning into, like, a naked purple blob.
And, you know, they look like... it reminded me of those mannequins from sort of Doctor Who. But glow. what was I going to say? I just lost my train of thought. I saw a preview clip for this episode actually quite a while back, and all I saw was like one of the fights, and then it was when Kevin was like, "I need help," and they're like trying to hide him in that pipe and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Worried that like, because Derek White, they like worry me about turning Kevin evil again, which I feel is just a bad idea, and I was worried about them taking that direction. But I'm glad it was something just stupid from before. He joined up with Ben and Gwen, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it only looked like 13 or something. I don't know. He was even skinnier in that one. He looked more normal in the, when they were just traveling through the Tetraman Desert. Okay, turn the volume on. Sarah Underwood and Candace Bailey in my head's freaking me out.
I like how he tricked Ben or something, and Ben's engaged to that Tetraman. That's fun.
Yeah, that was... The whole episode was pretty fun. Like, it was nice to have those two back.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those generic fun episodes. Like, you could easily just pass it by it without even missing anything. But outside of Forearms, and wasn't there one more new one?
Forearms. I like how Kevin got all excited. He's like, "Yeah, you're in trouble now, bitch."
So, went accelerate, and they colored his chest wrong during the first fight scene. It was
I thought so. I was like, that's the old one, and then it changed back to the green one. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah, but it's funny when you notice mistakes like that. Like, I think in Water Hazard's debut, the Omnitrix was, like, upside down or something. Or, like, the colors were inverted. But that was fun, and, like, Crash Hopper, dear God, I am sick to death of Crash Hopper.
Crash Hopper!
Like, they do a pretty good job of, like, cycling the other aliens, but almost always he's like, oh, Crash Hopper! I'm like, all he can do is bounce!
I think, I don't know what I was going to say. I was going to say some kind of words in a sentence. It was fun watching Gwen and Kevin trying to interact with Rook. That was just fun.
Trying a different language. Hang ten, Ben.
Hang ten, Ben. Hang tight. Hang ben. Tight.
Ben was like, you guys left, I got a new partner. He's blue. What up? It's not blue. Gwen's like, I can turn purple, so. I like when he was fighting the girl and he went clockwork and she's like, why is he clockwork? He's like, I was going for cannonbolt, I swear. Like, it makes it funnier. And like, he's just like cannonbolt, the clockwork's kind of like adorable now that he's kind of pudgy.
Yeah. Like, he's not, but I feel like he's like squishable.
Well, I controlled time. That wasn't even right. I feel like I liked Wrath at the beginning of the episode. Listen, even Wrath knows this isn't a time. Who's dead, scared?
Yeah, that was fantastic. I love anything Wrath does. Wrath is my pal. And he had to, like, go back in the building. He's like, of course! Of course you dropped your dolly.
He's like, I'm Gwen and Kevin, and they just show the dolly. He's like, dolly! Wrath, you're so good.
Oh my god, I love Wrath so much.
It was a fun episode. It was a good episode, I liked it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
It was good, it made me touch myself inappropriately on Dawson's face, that was fun.
It seems weird, it seems funny because, like, in the last series, you know, Gwen and, or in the first series, Gwen and Max were, like, main characters, and then in the last series, they made Gwen a main character again, but Max was gone, but this one, Gwen's gone, and Max is here. I guess that's because they made Gwen and Kevin more interesting than Ben. When I watched that episode the other day with the kid Ben from Ultimate Alien, there was I knew there was, once I go back and watch it, like a really notable difference between Alien Force Ultimate Alien Ben and Omniverse Ben. Like even the way he does the voice seems different, doesn't it? Like, he has like more life into it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you should, like, if you see one on or something, just go back and watch it. Just watch a clip, like, he really does seem so lifeless.
In Alien Force?
Yeah, in Ultimate Alien. Like, he just doesn't seem as fun. Like I said before, is this Ben seems like more of a natural successor to his kid self. Like, I don't know, it's such a difference. Although Ben looks shorter. I don't know what that means.
Well, the toy is shorter.
That's true.
So maybe that means something, I don't know.
They're just he's trying to keep it on scale with the toys. See.
Exactly. Do you know the English?
Exactly. I got really defensive at work. I was taking my lunch break and they're playing.
You don't have allowed to have those, Brian.
They're playing some sort of like toy show thing that Toys R Us does, and all the regional managers go and check out all the new crap that they're gonna sell and stuff.
And you told them they should let you go.
This one guy had the
penis.
Kind of. The tech blaster or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That was the one that's like four weapons in one.
Prototool thing?
Yeah. And not even that, it was I think it was the older one.
Oh yeah, I know. It was like almost like a suitcase, wasn't it?
Yeah, not the proto tool. It was the green one.
Yeah, it was used like in the last quarter of the Ultimate Alien. I remember Kevin had it.
Yeah, and he said that it was the gun that Rook uses in the show. I was like, no, really loud. No one was there. But it was just like a random defense. Like it's like it's the tool that Rook uses in the show. I'm like, no, that's wrong.
It's Kevin's. God. It's Kevin Ethan Levins, half Osmosi and half human. Get it right.
You whore.
I got all angry.
You said that reminded me of Morphicon 1 when Kel's like Fury's red Kel's accent. Like everyone just goes, no.
No.
Just beat him up in an alley. You embarrassed us. And then you're just like,
Oh, Morphicon kid.
Good times.
I was talking about him this weekend.
We're going to go for Ben 10 because first 10 was Arc 1 and we're like 2 or 3 into Arc 2 now.
Yeah.
Arc 2 doesn't seem to have an arc yet.
Basically, it was the first arc was finding out about Kyber and like he was the focus, and then the second arc was basically when Evil Brainstorm came in and stole the thing. And so, but like you have your filler. Like I felt like I was glad we had this one just because I wanted to see Kevin again. That Kevin.
You don't want to see me?
I can't see you. Can't see you. And when I do see you, like that picture, I'm like, why are you sending me a picture of me with that dog?
Why am I sending you a picture of you with a dog?
Canine? And the TARDIS?
Oh, yeah.
I had a fucking earlier. I'm not sure what past future us did.
I don't know. All of the, do you keep cutting in and out, so I'm getting half your words, and that's always fun.
The best.
But yes, K-9 was adorable, and he was remote controlled.
In Ben 10, fun fact.
Okay, that's all for Ramble Time, because life sucks.
Turtles comes back next week. Yay. Kiss us.
It randomly just took a week break for no reason.
That's kind of stupid. Like it.
Yeah, Turtles made me touch myself.
Because now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
So this week's question went up on time, so much so that I thought I didn't put it up. Next question is, what is your favorite movie of all time? It's a very convoluted question. I know it's hard to understand.
So, like, what are you guys talking about? Like, movie? Like, home movie? Are you talking about, like, you know, independent movie? Are you talking about gay people movie? What kind of movie is this? You didn't explain yourself good enough, Dawson. You just said movie.
So Greg Santucci says, The Usual Suspects. Cool. Even though I know what is going to happen, there are always little things to look for each time. The acting is good, the story is well put together, and the ending, oh, the ending. Dot, 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 dot.
Scott. Our gold got rudely interrupted, even though we have an epic name. Get brownies, right? 5 likes. Seems appropriate.
You can get if you get
for people that couldn't hear that it was R in the movie.
Yeah, you get special brownies from Colorado, so those are even better.
Damn it! I cut out.
There you go.
I screamed. And that worked.
Next is TKD Tigray, who says, my fave movie is Game of Death. It was the first movie I've ever seen of my idol Bruce Lee. Most of the movie is shit since he passed away with only 20 of usable fight footage done, but those scenes made the movie so worth it. One of the best fights I've seen with one of the best martial artists of our time.
Mark Cruz says, I would have to say probably Clerks 2, since there's been a lack of Donkey Show related humor in movies as of late.
Yes! We all need to go to the donkey show.
Joe Wesson says, Back to the Future. Could you hear me?
Yeah.
That was a part.
1.21 gigawatts! Alan Brown says, Metal Gear Solid 3 is my favorite movie. I mean, it's the best James Bond film ever made. The antagonist had cool powers. There were plenty of epic action sequences, and the play controls were good, too. Wait a minute, come to think of it, I'm not entirely sure that Metal Gear Solid 3 is a movie.
Yeah, it is. You don't actually play Metal Gear Solid games. That's silly.
I then rewound and then did the accent. He's like, wait, I can...
I was like, wait, I can do Anchor Crab. Here we go, let's do this.
So
revealed!
Colony Watkins says, the Star Wars series, way to cop out. I like and love a lot of movies, but I think I rewatch Star Wars the most. It's a classic, imaginative, fun world of excitement that I enjoy again and again. Also, y'all know Superhero Tyson is the best movie ever, right? Winky face.
Pirates Masquerade says, either The Incredible Hulk, The Avengers, Expendables 1, or 2! I said Expendables. I meant
Expendables.
Why can't Dawson read?
The Expungibles.
I love Dawson's next go-round. Alright, Brody Taylor Gage says, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Cody Mallet says, The Avengers.
Be confused with Cody Mullet. Danger, Danger. Invader 7, The Streets. I'm sorry, that was the best comment of this.
I want to see interracial anal invader 7.
That's
the streets.
Hashtag
nation.
She's.
I would check to see if that's actually a legit film, but I'm afraid.
Do I have to do this? All right, let's check this right now.
He's checking.
Inter.
I'll see what's going on.
Is there two R's in interracial or just one?
Yeah, there's two.
Okay. Vader's 7.
The streets.
I didn't put that. I see a 2. I don't see a 7. 2. Let's see.
Maybe Tokujo got confused between the numbers 2 and 7.
Okay, this is fun. This option on Google says 14 results for interracial anal, anal invaders DVD. Shop wiki. And then so what it shows is that you go to, it says shopwiki.com, and you go to health and beauty, then to personal care, then to medication. I'm just, click.
Makes sense to me.
Let's see. Nope, it's completely real. I see it right here.
Number 7?
Yep.
The streets?
The
streets?
He added the streets, but...
That's a shame.
Let's see, hold on.
It would be especially funny if he made that up and it turned out to be real. I don't want to click it.
Well, that's... Here you go, Brian. I found that just for you. Dawson might. What if Aerosol comes on here later and goes, oh, what's this?
Be the cure. Type under it, Kyo Yuger Pictures.
Anthony Ciano says, Toy Story, It Is Mine, and Every 90s Kid's Childhood. We hate 90s kids, though.
But I like Toy Story.
I like Toy Story, but I hate 90s kids.
Me too. Charles Chong says, Superhero Tyson. Nah. Probably Avengers. I'm like most people, and I like seeing heroes standing next to each other. You tool.
AJ Went says, X2, X-Men United, because I love the X-Men, and it was one of the best superhero films I've seen.
Alright, Edgar Sunbro Quick says, the whole Star Wars trilogy, the original, not the prequels. For single movie, I would say The Empire Strikes Back.
Yay. Nicholas Hernan Hoff says, that's a difficult one. I guess it's a tie between all the Harry Potter movies, cop out, and Star Wars Episode 3. There you go.
Oh, sorry. I lost my place. I was listening to something. Kiefer says, Turtles Forever, because it was the love of everyone who has ever been a team. So ultra gritty, self narrating Mirage Turtles are win.
You have to go, Turtles Forever!
Samurai?
Exactly. Just like their samurai. Alright. Next is Muhammad Faiz Daniel.
I didn't get that one.
Who decides he has to introduce himself at the beginning of the thing, even though his name isn't right here. It says, Faiz, the Nexus Accelerator Daniel here. And I say, Go Go Potato. I think this sounds way cooler than Go Go Megaforce. Or perhaps Go 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 Golem. Just saying. Whatever. Now this movie has to be the most emotional, action-packed, funniest movie I ever saw since sliced bread. That's not a movie, though. Without further ado, my favorite movie is Superhero Tyson Zom. All Super Sentai and Kamen Riders together in this explosive, epic blockbuster of the century. It's the best movie ever. Blockbuster. Nope. Taxi Demise Dawson.
Yeah, killed by Netflix.
Like you're mentioning a malt shop now. Kind of a blockbuster.
Now it's time for my actual answer to be revealed. It's Toy Story 3. I love how all of our favorite toys, Woody, Jesse, Buzz, Lightyear, Potato Heads, that Bud Plugged Awesome likes, and many more that I cannot count, face their biggest challenge yet when they face the wrath of the daycare. Which makes my addition to that sentence even funnier. Love how the story develops well with good pacing, and the emotional level of the movie alone is top notch. Furthermore, the comedy factor in the movie is just full of wind. Plus, gotta love Tim Allen and Tom Hanks voicing Buzz and Woody like they're the dynamic duo. Don't forget Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. They're totally as hilarious as potato chips. Potato chips aren't funny. They're delicious. If you want a movie for the whole family to enjoy, no, I don't. I hate families. Watch Toy Story 3 now. So until then, to infinity and beyond.
I hate families. Jared Castile says, my favorite movie of all time right now would have to be Ted. It has to be the funniest movie I've ever seen in my life. And they have Flash Gordon, hell yeah.
And they do coke with Flash Gordon.
So drunk! I have a new voice, I'm going to have to redo it. I don't know, got retooled for Omniverse. I don't know why, but it's Holes and the Green Hornet.
I think Dawson just likes Holes.
Well, it had Shia LaBeouf in it, so, you know.
But he doesn't yell out, Bumblebee! Unless he saw a bee, in which case he might yell out Bumblebee. I don't know.
He saw the Green Hornet and thought it was Bumblebee.
And then he'll run away like Dawson did when he saw that bee in California.
Chase, did you see that? I was just sitting here, like, oh, this burger sucks. I think I'm about to vomit. And the bee was, like, right in my face.
Right in his face.
Oh, yeah. So, Dylan Mullins, I don't know, it might be pronounced Dylon, I'm not sure. Dylon Mullins says, my favorite movie would have to be The Dark Knight. I went into the movie with a really negative attitude since Batman is my least favorite hero. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Shut up, you faggot. Upon seeing the movie, the commas don't go there. My opinion did a 180 as Batman is now my favorite hero. I don't know who Batman is. The story of the movie is suspenseful.
Not the first thing I read.
And incredibly entertaining. Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker was probably one of the best things about this movie. Overall, the plot and characters are what make this movie amazing.
I hate life. Eagleardo26 says, Superhero Tyson, I love that movie so much for what it is. Its movie mastery is one that can't be outdone by none other than its sequel. Which we have talked about already.
In the future past.
Yeah.
With Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen.
No, I would have to go with Speed, or as most people refer it to, the bus that wouldn't slow down. Not only do... Seymour. I own this movie myself.
Seymour Butts?
On VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, and digital... But I also find myself randomly quoting it. I've seen this movie so many times that I can even recite most of the entire movie's dialogue from memory. Now, while this movie may not be so good story-wise, not that it's bad either, it's just simple. But the action is so fun and amazing, especially during the climax. That bus jump was fantastic. Shame its sequel wasn't good. Speaking of people with last name Butts, there was totally this chick that was getting a layaway order. Her name was, like, Leanne Butts. It was hysterical.
Did she have a large butt?
I don't know. I didn't see her. I just heard it over the intercom.
That's awesome.
I need a layaway pickup for butts.
It's a movie with Keanu Reeves. This bus can't go below 60 miles an hour. Whoa.
What is you, Uncle Tony? The Seymour thing came up. My tongue out high and I got upset.
The Seymour Butts thing goes along with Dawson's butt plug from earlier. That was fun.
I'm wondering.
Dawson has one. He can't read.
Oh shit! It's my turn. Okay. Okay. John Stewart says,
Gen X.
That one with Dawson and Richard Simmons. I don't get it.
Probably because you're gay.
In all seriousness, it's all cool to understand movies with me and Richard Simmons in it. That's racist. Or is that racist? I don't know. I'm racist.
What?
I was trying to make a bit there. It didn't work. In all seriousness, that I have to go with Turtles Forever. Man, I remember that morning. I had the house all to myself this weekend. That was this weekend. Whatever it is, this that weekend. And when I found out that it existed and was going to be on, I jumped all over the house in a nostalgia attack. Man, don't you just hate those? It's like, it's pretty much like malaria. Broken bone. I watched it and loved every second of it. Old Turtles meet the new Turtles, and every second to me was awesome. My favorite parts are with Hun and the fourth wall jokes. The nostalgia was like MMPR mixed with the PS1. I don't even know what that is. Not the PS1. It's Forever thing. That's like the first time I've heard of it.
Wait, what's a PS1 again? I don't know. What? I'm stupid.
Awesome. I thought it was an Xbox.
Yeah. Is this the part where we answer?
Yeah.
I have to answer things? That's cool.
Like, Toy Story is one of those things that is always in my mind, because I remember when we went to the theater to go see Toy Story, I was eating my popcorn, because that's what I do. And, like, I was so mesmerized by the concept and the CGI of the movie. Like, I was holding this one piece of popcorn right in front of my mouth. My mom said for about 10 minutes of the movie, I was just holding this one piece of popcorn, staring at the screen with my mouth open. Toy Story is the movie that made me forget to eat, and that's a rare occurrence.
I'm telling you something.
I can't think of anything else right now. I'm like processing.
Discussing the person since somebody said it. I would have to say mine is probably Star Wars New Hope, because it's Star Wars. No, I don't know. Like, I hate to say that since it's most classic, but like, I'm trying to think how to word it right so I don't sound nostalgic. Like, it's a great, just an
because you like the big giant light penis. No, that's fine.
No, like, it's just such a good movie that it really stands up, and it's such a good, just a story that started so much, and I like that you can view it in so many different ways. Like, when you first saw it,
can watch it on your head. You can watch it while in the bathroom. You can watch it on the couch or on the floor.
The bathroom.
Is that what you mean?
Like you know, when most people, like, except for like the kids today, saw it the first time, the whole era before was unknown, so you can watch it with that sort of like air of mystery about what happened before, or you can watch it as if it came directly after 3, or you can just, you know, be watched as like a standalone film with nothing else, and they just win at the end. Like, I don't know, I just always liked that about it.
Yes, that would be, that's pleasant. I don't have a favorite movie. I've never had a favorite movie. I don't know.
Don't die.
I don't know. I never am able to pick just one. You know that. I always have those cop-out answers where I give like 18 different options. Because I like so many different things. But, yeah, I do really like Star Wars. You know what I do? I ought to pick a Star Trek movie just to piss off Dawson. So he can be like, Lord.
Awful.
What? I just heard the word awful.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know when it comes to...
There he goes. Okay, so, I also really enjoy, like, anything that Miyazaki does. Those are always really fun.
Is that what we're talking about?
What? But yeah, I agree with the guy who said Superhero Tyson is his favorite movie because it's an amazing...
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing work of cinematic gold. It's going to win an Oscar for Best Foreign Film.
You think I'd prepare for this, but...
Yep.
Like, I thought about the question, and I was like, I don't know, and then I did something else.
Yeah, I that's the same thing I did. I read the question, I said, huh, that's fun, and then walked away.
So, yeah, I'm not...
I don't prepare for the podcast.
It's kind of a question.
Like, I mean, I just, for the most part, watch, like, some random comedies and then like Disney movies.
Oh, we know you don't watch a lot of movies, Brian. That's what the look. The mid-season reunion is going to be for. It's going to be movie time with Shuko and Shinobi.
And Transformers.
I can't watch it too long, or she's going to start barfing or something.
Battle Royale, the film version of Battle Royale. I mean, it's in Japanese, but it's still really good.
You mean the Hunger Games?
Oh yeah, because it's totally a fucking copy. Fuck you.
See anything?
Not you guys. I was saying the people that said that the Hunger Games was a ripoff of Battle Royale. There's some like instances, but not entirely the same thing.
I thought you said fuck you both. I'm like, I was just sitting here.
Yeah.
Sitting here going in and out of the call, that's fine.
It's like the same people that said that one movie with the caveman chick. Caveman chick? Wow, that one's weird. I forgot what it was called, but it's a new movie that's coming out from DreamWorks, I think. Is a ripoff of Brave because it features a redheaded female hero. I'm like, okay, you're gone.
Do you guys remember, I think it was like this summer or last summer, there's a movie, animated movie called Rio. It was like about a bird.
A bird.
Okay, then that movie Rio. I heard that like the next Pixar film after Brave was supposed to be something very similar to that, and they scrapped it because of that movie. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
It's like about, it was on Wikipedia and like on the Pixar news stories or whatever, that it was a bird movie, and because of that movie, I don't know if it's like scrapped forever or they're just waiting, but it was supposed to come out.
Wait, I think I remember a movie that you're talking of, though. I think I remember seeing something about a Pixar bird movie. I don't...
Announced, like, whenever they announced the next batch of Pixar films. And I it was funny. I saw the commercial for Monsters, Inc. 3D. I'm like, holy shit, Monsters Incorporated, or the Monsters University is coming out already? And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's just that in 3D. In 3D!
In 3D, bitches!
All right, let's see. List of Pixar films. Let's see. A film called entitled Newt was planned for 2012 release, but that was canceled.
About a newt or a fig Newton.
Let's see. Tom Hanks indicated a fourth Toy Story movie is in development. A sequel to The Incredibles is being considered.
Better be.
Let's see, in production, Monsters University, The Good Dinosaur, The Inside Out, an untitled film, that's neat, Finding Nemo 2, Bitches Lost Again, and the untitled Pixar movie about Dia de los Muertos, that's fun. But I feel like I remember some kind of movie about a bird, and I don't see it anymore, like it disappeared.
It was Newt.
Is that what it was?
It says, Pixar CEO John Lasseter implied that Newt had been canceled due to having a similar plotline to the Blue Sky Studios film Rio.
It helps if I read the next sentence.
Yeah.
Someone else did this.
Happened already.
Yeah. I feel like what happened was the guy who wrote it was like shopping his script around the different studios, got it to one company, and then before he heard an answer back, went to another one. And they both bought it, and he was like, "Shh." Well, like he sold it to Dream to the Blue Sky Studios, whoever the fuck they are, and wrote Rio on the cover, and then was like, "Oh, let's see someone else will buy it too." And then like erased it, wrote Newt in pencil over it, and like gave it to Pixar and said, "Look at this new script." And then said, okay, let's see which one comes out first, and just took all their money and ran for the border. And went to a donkey show, because that was in one of our answers. Because Clerks 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
Brian loves donkey shows, by the way.
I like Finding Nemo, too. I like pretty much anything that Pixar made.
Yeah, they usually do a good job.
I still haven't seen all of their movies, but the ones I've seen are pretty good.
The only one I haven't seen is Ratatouille.
Really?
I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen A Bug's Life.
It's been a while since I've seen A Bug's Life. I could probably stand to watch that again.
But I've seen part of Monsters, Inc. Did I imagine the whole thing? I don't remember anymore. I've seen that also a large chunk of it. I don't remember if I came in for the beginning and stayed till the end. I haven't seen Ratatouille or Wall-E or Up or Brave.
The one I haven't seen is Brave.
I liked Brave. It wasn't like the best by any means, but it was still enjoyable.
But they do make really good movies. Like, I like them a lot.
Wreck-It Ralph was really good too.
That wasn't Pixar.
I know. I'm just saying it was good. Mostly because it was about video games, and that makes me happy.
And Brian's easy, like a Toku fan. Yep.
Where did all the video game characters together? Oh my god. They're all in the plug socket.
It was a team up. It was a team up, and...
Sarah Silverman as a little girl, and Jane Lynch as the war lady. She's in fucking everything. Like, I swear to god, after 40-Year-Old Virgin, she just... You turn around, she's there. She's like, oh, my Guatemala gardener took, you know, didn't need to know that, Jane Lynch.
I didn't hear anything you just said. All I heard was, didn't you know that, Jane Lynch? Huh? And I heard a song of Guatemalan. I heard Guatemalan and then Jane Lynch. So that's awesome.
Jane Lynch became a lesbian in Guatemala.
That's probably where it happened.
That makes sense to me. Anything where Sarah Silverman's playing an innocent child, you know, has to be insane because she's the most, like, dirty person ever. Foul-mouthed, dirty person. And she's skinny. Skinny, skinny, skinny. I don't know what's wrong with her. I think she's got, like, you know, a problem.
What, Jane Lynch? No,
Sarah Silverman.
Oh.
I think it's from putting Jimmy Kimmel's balls in her mouth. I don't know.
We've gone too far. Here's the line.
Yeah, let's just end this. Because now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy, it's not final. Okay. It's really not final.
Yeah, it's definitely not final, because we're going to need it tomorrow.
I need
spoilers,
my thingy
Spoilers, Future
every day,
Past
so.
Something or another, I don't know.
Pinus.
Wait, that's something different.
Twitter questions at the RR podcast. Follow it because it doesn't have enough followers right now and it makes me depressed.
Our feedback, like something.
Thus confirming that the show only has about 30 people that listen.
Thanks, Brian. I feel good about myself now. I should have just gone back to sleep then instead of woken up to come talk to you guys.
You shouldn't have been sleeping anyway, but...
I'm always sleeping.
It's nighttime. It's not time to sleep. That is what daytime is for.
Bye.
Why would you have an apartment?
Because I want to live.
That's what your house is for, with your mommy and your daddy.
That's exactly why I want an apartment.
But you don't have a job. You're like Brian. You're a deadbeat.
I have a job now, thank you.
Yeah, until the holidays are over, and then they're going to kick your ass to the curb.
They're going to keep him if his boss lets them choke him and be quiet in the back.
Brian, are you pleasuring your boss for employment?
That's for story time.
Because I approve of that.
That is for story time.
Okay, well, I put Phoenix together, and he looks so cool.
Okay, anyway.
I have a cock.
Sorry. Like, he was just so desperate to get one last thing out. I'm just thinking how random the shit he says it. It kills me. He's talking about putting together this thing, and he just says, I have a cock. Like, you sit there and think about it. It becomes... Okay.
Miss the stories.
I'll hear them later. It's a podcast.
I'm going to listen to it.
But you're not going to be here for live reactions. You know what? You're a faggot. Get out.
You know, you greet me by calling me a faggot, and then you tell me to get out by calling me a faggot. I'm getting mixed signals here.
It's like Hawaii, okay? You just say aloha, and it means hello and goodbye. It's the same thing.
I'll take your word for that.
Now they don't know whether to laugh or be offended. I love it. That's the best part. Do I laugh at that? Do I get offended? I don't know what to do.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. I'll just leave
piss
it.
Off, queer!
Bye.
Oh my god, computer, bye. What are you...
Good, get out. God damn. How took him so long?
He had to get his things.
He had to clear out his desk? What is he...
He brought his own chair. Oh shit, what's this called? Manju Chronicles? Wait. Manju Buu Saga?
The Manju Buu Saga.
Yeah, there we go.
It's Manju. M-A-N-J-U.
It's like Jumanji.
Like Manju, except with an O sound.
Now I'm going to say Manju. Don't say that. Man, like, say it really distinct.
Now it's like the Manju Saga. Wait.
I'm really tired when he puts it up, just spells it like that.
Aw, damn it. I realize that's why his belt's not moving. I didn't put it in the right spot. You dumb bastard. Poor monkey. I didn't see the hole in his butt.
It's often the problem.
Now I put it in the right hole.
Cracking.
How long did it take you to realize that all four of his legs have the same little symbol on them when you put them on the thing?
I was kind of pissed.
Like, I put them together.
I'm looking at the train, I'm like, there's four moons.
Well, I just put them, like, put them on the tray as I was taking them out of the box. But I put them together, and then I went to take them apart again, and I go, okay, let's see what this one is. Okay, moon. Moon goes in this corner. Okay, what's the next one? Moon. What?
What are what's we talking about?
Another moon.
Kraken.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, I was like, we're talking about Goodnight Moon?
That's awesome.
All I heard was there's four moons. I'm like,
please tell me this is recording, Brian.
Yeah, it is.
Thank God.
My computer's frozen. I can't get back to the screen. But
this is all going in the bloopers. Yes.
Did you record the part with the bite aerosol?
Maybe.
Cool.
That would be awesome if you did.
Clockwork. I was going for cannon bolt. I swear.
I was going for a cannonball, I swear.
Oh, Ben. And the funny thing is he could have fucking turned her into dust as cannon... I mean, clockwork. Could have dropped her up 300 years in the future? Really would have freaked her out.
He could have weeping angeled her into center anywhere in time.
And in 1938, it's a hot spot.
She could have met Amy and Rory.
That's what I want to do. Then I could invent Google. And meet Amy. And then I could invent the police outfit she wears.
You could invent Hansugel, and then it'll be awesome.
That would just be weird. I could change my name. So I'd have to get... How would I go about getting proper papers?
But then how would I know... who you are in the car. I mean, as it was, hard enough time figuring out who the hell Hans was when your mother kept calling your name.
I remember that, like, I would just hear you guys in the back, like, he keeps calling, who is that? Like, whispering.
Did we invite someone else on this trip? What is going on?
Distracting me from trying to use the touchscreen on the map.
Dude, I think this woman's crazy. She's talking to someone who isn't here.
That'll happen.
There is no Hans. There is no Hans, only Dawson.